be a good day?
No, I don't think so.
Sit down, Danny. Sit down, Danny.
Danny. Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they will.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is it. It's all downhill from here, because the highlight of my day is saying, ladies and gentlemen, stadium announcer for FedEx Field, Philip R. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Phil, is it going to be a good day? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Empty-Headed Ballbuster and all the ships at sea. Hey, they're working harder than Big Don O'Brien's liver. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
You never forget, do you, Rob?
He doesn't.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. New episode, of course. It's Tuesday, May 9th. Telephone number 1-877-365-3636. Now, we've got some issues on today's show that we need to handle. Okay, we have some issues with fellas who have promised to come in here and pay off bets.
Yes, absolutely.
Who now do not want to come in to pay off the bets. Well, that's not fair. Yes, we have those issues to deal with. We also have the issue of strip trivia being just 2 days away, and we've not even started to troll for girls yet.
So this will be a day that we really have to kick it into overdrive.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to want to talk about our more than 10 seconds of FaceTime on King of Queens last night.
Yeah, pleasantly surprised that, you know, I think we were discussing in the office, got more time than previously on King of Queens.
We're going to find out. We're going to bring it in here, and we're going to actually run a stopwatch.
Good.
To see how much total time we have.
All right.
And then, just because I'm interested, I'd like to know how much more FaceTime you had than I did.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Because I know you had tons more than I did.
Yeah, I know, and that wasn't the plan.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I was happy with it the way it turned out, because if I had sat where you were sitting...
Yeah, the bulk of my time was the back of my head.
Yeah, but no, you had some good side shots when you moved your chair around.
The only thing that I was happy about, you know, when I was checking out the bottle of wine?
Yes.
That got on there. Yes. That jive thing where I'm looking at the bottle of wine going, yeah, nice vintage. And that I was sitting there, boy, you know, that's when I actually almost turned over and leaned over on Kevin's shoulder.
Well, if Kevin James' head wasn't so goddamn big and pumpkin-like, I would have been able to get on a bit more, because my face was directly behind his head. But anyway, if I had sat in the seat that you had been sitting in,
right,
today I would be here humiliated because my bald spot would have been featured in front of, how many people have? 13 million people watched that show last night.
It was a good shot of my jowls last night, that's for sure. Lots of serious side angle jowl action. Good solid jowl action. You know, I look good when you're looking at me straight on, but I look even better from the side. I really do.
Well, at least you were seen.
I was seen. I was,
at least you were seen.
I was pleasantly surprised. But I mean, as I told you in the office, I was pleasantly surprised, but it does not pack the same, in, you know, excitement that it did the first time around. It was just kind of like, I turned it off, I moved on, and that was it.
No, and I got home last night and turned it on, and of course, the part where we were featured on King of Queens was very early in the episode, in the first 10 minutes. So right as I walked through the door at 8 o'clock, the show was on, and the first thing, I come in and I sit down, and Fred and Barter there were in front of the TV, and right away they say, oh, look, there's Uncle Mike, but, you're not on. Look, there's Uncle Mike, but, wait. You're not on. And then
I was going to call you, actually, after that, but I did not think that would be a real good idea.
Bart said to me, are you going to call Uncle Mike? And I said, no, I'm going to wait for Uncle Mike to call me.
Yeah, and I figured that was, it would almost have been like, you know, hey, so what do you think? When it was pretty goddamn obvious what had happened.
Yeah, but,
you know, I was sitting there, you know, and I was expecting the opposite to be true, because,
yeah,
I mean, that's the way to hold it.
I had the optimum shot. You know, it's just my luck. So we're watching this thing, and finally one time, and we'll bring the tape in here, because I want to show you something.
Get the full face of you and making an expression again. Doing your acting, I saw that.
There was one spot where I'm just staring right at the camera.
I saw that.
Where my wife said to me,
I saw that part.
She said, could you be any less obvious?
There was one where it was
staring directly at the camera.
You are the king of the quick clips, you know, where they get a shot of your face. And how you managed during that, like, eighth of a second, where Kevin leaned forward and you were like this. You were like this.
Yeah, I know.
Looking right at the camera.
Because I'm stupid, because I'm a monkey. When I'm on television, I'm a monkey.
That You know, I did notice that when it was just really quick where you're looking at, obviously you're looking at me at the table, and then the eyes just went right to the camera. It was the cheat, you know, the little cheat look there.
But you got all your acting in. You know, all of my acting was wasted behind Kevin's gigantic head.
Yeah, and it was, you know, I'll tell you, I think, frankly, now, the next time one of these television shows comes along, we have to expect more. We cannot simply be relegated to window dressing just because we're pretty faces.
No, and you know what I was thinking? After our scene got done on King of Queens, when I was watching the rest of the show, I was thinking, unless you're watching, like, for someone you know in the background,
right,
like you or I, the people in the background, generally, they're not even noticed. You're watching, you know, Jerry Stiller or Leah Remini or Kevin James. You don't even watch the people in the background.
Do you know what would have helped on that show if I'd worn my hat?
Oh, the hat you bought at at the Gold Cup? Oh, did you bring it in?
I'll be right back. It's right out the hall.
All right. All right, go grab it. Listen, Robbie, get the tape recorder ready. I'd like to look at that. Let's talk about King of Queens before we start trolling for strip trivia. I do want to mention that on Thursday. Of this week, Thursday, when we play strip trivia, we're playing for our biggest prize ever.
Really?
A vacation for two to Tokyo, Japan.
That's great.
That's what the grand prize winner gets. Well, it's too bad.
Hi, how are you?
You couldn't have worn that. Everybody would have seen the gay crocodile hunter.
How's it going, everybody?
That is one faggy hat.
I'll tell you, it's great in the heat and the sun, though. You know, and I thought I'd bring it in today.
That
just
is a fagalicious hat.
It is a fagalicious hat. It's definitely a function over form, but I'm very comfortable. It fits me like a glove. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wish you had worn it. No, you know what? I'm glad you didn't wear it, because then my face would never have been on TV last night.
It would have been totally obscure. But
I would have worn that hat.
This incredibly huge sun hat that I have on.
That hat is so queer.
This might even fit Rob. Rob, try that on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And Rob has a gigantic head. Biggest head in the world.
Well, it's a double X. I've never seen a double X. Hey!
Look at that. Hey.
It looks good on you.
Looks better
good
on
you, though.
Yeah, it looks really good on
Hello,
you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, a great appearance. I just have one observation.
Here we go.
You guys, they should have put a couple girls with you guys. I mean, everybody else had nice-looking hotties sitting at their tables. You guys look like a couple of pickle smoochers just got engaged to be married.
Pickle smoochers.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And he hangs up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you did a good job last night. I was impressed.
How could we do a good job? We did nothing on that show.
You did it well.
Yeah, we sat there and pretended that we were having dinner. Please.
And definitely pretended you knew what you were doing with that bottle of wine.
Ah, yes, I did. Didn't I look like I was really looking at that bottle of wine?
Yeah, and like,
really
you
studying.
We're good doing there.
Studying the label.
Well, it surprised me because I remember after you guys got back, you were grousing so much that you've been bounced around and kicked around the studio.
We were.
I mean, as I remember, you guys were just hot and you got really decent time.
Really, this is so sad.
It is pathetic.
This is. I want to tell you something.
We did get more time, I think, than we did the first time.
But I think we realize now it is what it is.
It's horrible.
And to be a walk-on on a television show.
It was exciting the first time around because we had forgotten how minuscule it was on Babylon 5.
It
and then
sucks.
We, you know, and then we got this.
Oh, hell. On Babylon 5, we were stars compared to what we did on King of Queens.
That's where we became members of the Screen Actors Guild.
Right, we spoke on screen. Hello, Don and Mike show.
God damn it, I love you guys.
Well, God damn it, thank you.
King of Queens was great. You guys did a lot more airtime than last time. And, Mike, I did appreciate your performance. It was great. But the greatest moment was, Don, when you were looking at the camera, it was almost as if someone was telling you to look away because your reaction was like, oh, okay. Right. That was the greatest moment.
I have a question. When you did that,
I don't know.
Did you see the camera? Did you see the light on the camera?
Yeah, that I do remember. No, I don't remember anybody saying to me, you know, turn away or anything.
I didn't know they were doing that much editing. You know, you realize that many different camera shots that they do.
That's why they do it a million times, I think.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Love you.
I love you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for your support. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I again have to say that, Mike, that bottle of wine shot was the best. You were very, very good. And I couldn't help but notice Kevin's big head and looking at his hair. What's his hair like in person?
It's gigantic, sir. You couldn't even see my face behind it.
He's got a huge cranium. He really does.
That's the only word I can use to describe Kevin's head and his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Gigantic.
Well, his hair looks real thin, like he's doing the comb-over thing.
I think it might be like a spray-on hair thing almost for Kevin.
GLH. He's definitely thin.
He's losing his hair.
He's got a little thinness on top.
There's no doubt about that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hi, Don, Mike. Teresa here from Fort Myers, Florida.
Pardon me?
Teresa here from Fort Myers.
Teresa, how old are you, honey?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 44.
Right on.
I am, really.
Okay, I believe you.
Hey, I was wondering what happened to Gilbert Gnarly.
Who?
Gilbert Gnarly. You guys used to do a skit about with Gilbert Gnarly.
Does anybody know what this woman's talking about?
No. I don't have a clue. She's hard to understand to start with. And Gilbert and Ollie?
Gnarly.
There you go, Buzz.
Gilbert and Gnarly? Yeah,
no,
there
Gilbert,
you go, Buzz.
Gilbert and Gnarly. But no, I've never heard of him either.
Really?
What
really?
Are you talking about? How about explaining it?
A skit you guys used to do.
No, we never did that.
You remember that skit, Mike?
I don't think so, ma'am.
You remember that sketch?
That sketch that the writers came up with.
Honey, what are you talking about? Please speak English or we're going to move on.
Oh, I'm from the South. You can't understand me?
Okay, goodbye. We tried.
See you later.
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Listen, you were talking about how difficult it was to take credit for being on King of Queens last night.
Yes.
Yeah, all we did was just sit around, right? Hey, you got on King of Queens. That was the punch.
Okay, I'm just wondering whether maybe, should I have stayed in the car a little longer today? Because I'm having a great deal of difficulty understanding people's points.
I think he's trying to, this guy's trying to be nice.
So what he's saying is that because
no,
we got
what I'm
on,
saying is you guys got on, and you didn't think you did anything, but you got on network television, and you've done it before.
Okay, I understand. Now I understand what you're saying.
I'd also like to explain that a guy at a Buffalo Bills game who takes his shirt off when it's 20 degrees gets on television. A guy who gets up on top of a McDonald's and shoots people gets on television. Okay?
You were invited. There's a difference between some camera roaming around in the stadium and taking pictures.
No, you're romanticizing it. We were not invited. We bullied our way back.
Just like the song, The Thrill Is Gone.
They didn't want us. Hello, let's go to Bob from Green Bay. Bob.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Mike was an extra, I'm a king of queens.
Of course, your guy.
Up today.
That's your guy.
He's all excited, I guess.
Sure. He probably made a mess in front of the TV when you were on last night. Big, sticky mess.
And of course, when he calls, all of our guys are going to call now. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, you guys did great last night, but you guys like hang out too much together because they kind of look alike, you know, with the goatee thing going there.
Yeah, gee gosh, not too many guys have goatees.
Well, no, not too many guys look alike and have goatees.
Uh-huh. Yeah, look, anyway, look alike. Hold it. A lot of guys, Mr. Chop Buster, a lot of guys look alike and have goatees.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Mike did a great job.
Like a lot of guys look like you with a big hole in the top of your head.
I hope they don't look like me. They're really ugly if they look like me.
Really ugly. All right. Thank you, my friend. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Come on, hang up.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye. Bah.
Dear, dear me.
Bah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
I saw King and Queens.
You saw King and Queens?
King of Queens, I said.
No, you said King and Queens. We have tape to prove it.
Go ahead, prove it.
Listen, I'm going to spend a lot of our time today proving other people wrong, so just trust me, you said King and Queens.
Okay, but no, seriously, I was surprised at how fat both of you are. I had no idea you guys were so fat.
Well, thank you very much.
You're wonderful.
Anything else?
And the accolades continue.
There's love here.
But you know what? Seriously.
How could you even tell how fat I am? You couldn't see anything except the top of my head.
Well, your jowls were shaking.
No, that was my jowls that were shaking.
Well, it kind of explains with Frida why she has to be on top.
This is definitely chop-busting Tuesday
here. The ball-busting on this show is going to come to an end right now, and I don't care if we have to stop taking phone calls from douchebags who like J-O-ing while they call this show. How much do you weigh? I'll take up the weight issue with you.
Okay, about half of what you weigh.
About half of what you weigh. I'll tell you my current weight. My current weight is 206. I'm proud of that. How much do you weigh?
206, is that just in the belly?
No, that's his current weight. But how much do you weigh to answer the question?
Seriously, honestly?
I don't know why you have to say seriously, honestly. I mean, are you planning on lying?
Well, I assume that Don was lying.
No, he's not.
I am not lying.
So, and then we still haven't gotten an answer.
Okay, 158.
158.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You pipsqueak girly man.
Well, man, it means we can kick your ass.
Well,
Bob, watch it, pal.
Right.
You'll probably stuff me in yours.
Yeah, we'll do it. Absolutely. If you'd like that, I'd love to wipe myself with you.
Because it honestly, it looks like you've got each other's wives in your butts.
Mm-hmm.
Your stomachs.
Well, we invite you to come down here and we can discuss it in private.
Listen, anytime any of you guys, I'm tired of taking these telephone calls. I'm tired of having an open show where any asswipe in the world can call up. I'm really tired of it. I'm going to have to put a moratorium on it. But well, any of you guys.
Then you should lose some weight.
You want to come down? Why don't you come down here and help me eat and lose some weight? Because what I'll do is take a big crap in your mouth.
We'd love you to come down. Could you please? Would you just give us that satisfaction?
Why don't you come down here? One of these guys, like one of these guys, to come down here seriously and on the radio. We'll put on boxing gloves and we'll fight and we'll see who's fat and who's tough and who's a pussy.
Be the first, sir. Come on, make a fist. Be the first one.
But could you be fatter?
Be the first one. He can. He's too much of a pussy.
You could not be the first. To come down and take us up on the challenge.
That's a shame, because I'd love to do that. I really would.
And I could be fatter, and I used to be fatter.
Well.
But you sound, I mean, to be perfectly honest, 158 sounds just a... How tall are you, sir? Since we're getting, you know, we were on network television last night. You obviously never have been. So let's base, you know, we have to get your description. We have to figure out exactly how much you weigh in relation to your height. Are you over 5'10"?
What would you get?
Are you over 5'10"? Answer my question.
Well, you said something.
Are you over 5'10"? Answer my question.
You lied.
Over 5'10"? Answer my question, or we're going to have to hang up on you.
No, but
over 5'10".
He said no. He's not.
All right.
You lied, Mike.
Hmm.
You lied.
I lied.
How did he lie?
He said that I've obviously never been on network television.
You haven't.
That isn't true.
That is true. I know that for a fact.
And I've got the tape to prove that.
Good. Well, then bring it down and show it to us.
Bring it down and then we'll beat your ass.
Because you're a liar. And you're too much of a pussy to bring a tape down to show us. I guarantee that.
Well, it's too far away.
Oh, it's too far away. Well, what's it? You ever hear of the United States Postal Service?
I'll mail
make a copy of it and mail it, and you know, and then we'll put it on.
If I were to mail a tape, would you eat your words, Mike? Because I can prove it.
Would I eat my words? Absolutely. I'd eat my words, skinny emaciated.
Now, where were you? Like, when they were doing a shot at the news? Were you outside a homicide or something?
No, this is on a game show.
You were on a game show. We're getting close to the real man. He is getting daring.
What game show were you on?
Actually, it was two of them.
It was two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is so exciting because, you know, I feel like you're rising to the challenge right now. You're
158 pounds.
And he's getting stronger.
5'10", been on two game shows.
Would you have the guts to tell us which ones?
But I offered to mail you the tape. What's the address?
Why don't you tell us the shows?
Why don't you tell me the address?
The problem is that Mike and I live in a big glass fishbowl. Okay? You know everything about us. Yeah. You get to call us and bust our balls. If you don't want to play on the same level playing field as us, then we're not going to play with you.
And, of course, it's very, you know, what is our address? You mean our post office box?
You're saying that you would eat the words if I would send you the tape, and I'm willing to do that, but I would need an address.
But, you see, if you send the tape in order to verify that it was you,
uh-huh.
we'd have to know, you know, all of your particular information. And you don't have the guts to do that.
No, you'd have to give us your name. You'd have to give us, you know, what city you live in.
So this is kind of a futile exercise because, you know, you don't have the balls to do that.
Well, how do you know that?
I know that.
Because you don't.
Well, you're not even giving me the chance.
Okay, go ahead. What's your name?
What's the address?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Oh, no, I asked you first.
Oh, God.
What's your name?
I asked you first.
Okay, how about this? Our address, we will put you on hold and we will give you our address.
It's P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007.
Now, we have given you our address. Now, the question for you is, what game shows were you on? You said you were on two of them.
Mm-hmm. Just gave you our address.
What's that? What are the game shows you were on?
Sale of the Century.
Sale of the Century.
Yeah. How old are you, you freak?
How old are you to go on that show?
Not as old as you are, you fat F.
I don't buy it for a second that you were on Sale of the Century. I think you're lying.
I'm going to make a challenge to you right now.
I'm very serious. Mike, do you want to bet?
This is not Mike talking. This is Don talking.
Yeah, I want to bet. Can I just make my bet? Can I make my bet first? Okay.
Sure.
All right. I'll bet that you weren't on Sale of the Century. Okay. If you were on Sale of the Century, I will kick your ass. If you weren't on Sale of the Century, I will kick your ass.
Oh, that is so not funny.
Okay. Thank you.
And I will make you this offer.
All right.
Evan from Sacramento, and who knows if that's even your real name or even where you really live. But if you ever want to come to Washington, D.C., I will box you on the radio. And if you beat me, because I'm so big and fat, I will give you the sum of $1,000 out of my own pocket. However, you must sign a waiver saying when I beat your ass, you don't sue me for beating you up.
I have a counteroffer for you.
No, Evan, that's my offer.
No, this is our turf, Evan. Okay. We do not accept counteroffers.
This is my offer.
From lesser men than us.
I could accept the offer because you weigh twice as much as I do.
No, so you said.
However, and I don't weigh twice as much as you. I outweigh you by about 50 pounds.
Well, the television.
How about one hand tied behind my back?
If the TV ad.
How about my left hand tied behind my back?
Hey, what other game show besides Sale of the Century were you on, Evan?
If the TV ads, 10 pounds.
Hey, Evan, what was the game show you were on besides the Sale of the Century?
I'll make two bets with you.
I have like 10 cameras on you.
I'll make two bets with you. The first bet is that I'll box you, and if you can beat me up, I'll give you $1,000 with one hand tied behind my back. And the other bet is that I'll get on a scale, and it'll weigh 206. What do you say? Come on down.
Well, that would be 206 per scale if you had 1 foot on each scale.
See, listen.
And see, Evan just doesn't want to. He doesn't want to do it.
No, but you're not.
We're not what, Evan?
We're not what?
How about this?
How about this?
I will come on down and race you at a 200-yard dash. And then if you beat me, I'll pay you $1,000.
I'm up for that, Evan. I'm up for that. I swear to Jesus Christ, I would race you in a 200-yard dash. And if you would give me $1,000, I love it. You tell me where and when, I'll be there.
But if I beat you, you pay me five.
Five what?
Thousand.
No.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Absolutely not. And what was the other game show you were on, Evan?
Joker's Wild.
The Joker's Wild. You are such a liar.
Listen, this is your last chance now. Either you want to come down and I'll box you with one hand behind my back, and I'll get on a scale to prove to you how much I weigh, or I will race you in a 200-yard dash, and when I beat you, you give me $1,000.
And what happens when I beat you?
Hey, and Evan, we were really on TV last night. Everybody saw it. You see, we really were, and you never were, and you know that's true, don't you?
And Evan, see, what's in it for you is why, if you were to come down and knock me out or have me get on the scale and I weigh more than 206, or if you were to beat me in a 200-yard dash, why, Evan, you would be able to crow to all of your other J.O. friends that you beat the great Don Geronimo.
Let's do this. How about this?
No. Nope.
No, I've given you three viable options now.
No way, Evan.
No.
I've given you three options now.
Evan, Joker's Wild and Sale of the Century.
Right,
that
okay.
Makes me laugh.
All right, Evan, thank you.
The guy that sounds about 22. No, forget it. No.
We wasted enough time with you.
La, la, la. Bye-bye.
I've got the mailing address, and I'll send you a brief clip of both, okay?
No, I tell you what.
You're a liar.
Why don't you...
Oh, Don, I wasn't even talking to you.
Why don't you...
I wasn't even talking to you.
But I'm talking to you.
But I was addressing...
But I'm talking to you because I'd like to box you. Or I'd like to get on a scale for you. Or I'd like to run in a 200-yard dash against you. Since you're such a big man to call us up and give us a hard time.
Well...
How about it?
What would I get for winning the dash?
What would you get for winning the dash? I'll put up the same $1,000.
You're going to have a heart attack, seriously. You would die.
Well, wouldn't you love?
Wouldn't that be great, Evan?
Wouldn't you love that?
Yeah, since you're
Come on, Evan.
That would kind of be a crack-up.
Come on, Evan.
A crack-up.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too gay.
Okay, Evan, for the last time on national radio, just so I know that you're a pussy and I'm a real man, I will either box you with one hand behind my back for $1,000, or I'll get on a scale and it'll say 206, or I pay you $1,000, or I'll run you in a 200-yard dash for $1,000.
Okay, I'll take that bet, the 200-yard dash.
That's right. He's starting to break up a little bit.
This is regarding what Mike had to say?
Oh, yes, now you want to go to me. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready, Evan. Come on, Evan.
Evan, hold on. I need to know, when are we going to have the race?
This is what I was talking about.
When are we going to have the race? How about tomorrow, Evan?
You won't even let me answer the question.
How about tomorrow?
You keep interrupting. You won't let me answer the question.
Answer my question. How about tomorrow?
I am trying to. This has to do with Mike, though.
No.
I'm not going to let you speak to me until you finish your business with
Don. Your bet is with me. How about tomorrow?
Mike?
No.
How about tomorrow, Evan?
If I.
No.
Evan.
Nope. Nope.
Evan, I want to race you tomorrow for $1,000. 200 yards. There's a high school right down the field that has a track. We can meet there before the show. We can tape it. I will kick your ass. You big piece of garbage.
Not true.
Well, then, come on down. What time are you going to be here?
If I show up tomorrow with...
Listen to the way he's thinking. He's so freaked out right now.
No, because I keep waiting for you to interrupt. With the two clips in hand...
No, I don't care about the clips. That's Mike's issue. My issue with you is that you dispute how much I weigh, you dispute the fact that I can't beat you up, and you dispute the fact that you would beat me in a race.
No.
Which one of those three do you want to challenge me on?
I already told you, but you won't let me finish my...
Hold on. Which do you want to challenge me on? Do you want to box? Do you want me to get on a scale? Do you want to race? That's right. You said you want to race.
I already answered that, and then you asked me something else, and you wouldn't let me finish.
What time tomorrow will you be here?
He's getting upset now. I like this.
What time will you be here tomorrow to race?
It's only because Mike will not listen to this one
la, 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 la. I'm sorry. I don't hear you until you finish your business. What time are you going to come down here to race me tomorrow?
You won't let me answer the question.
No, I've answered you a simple question. Will you be here at noon, 1, or 2?
Well, that's the kind of clothes that a vacuum cleaner salesman would use. Or will you be available this week
week? I have a new theory about Evan. Evan's not, and I just, when he's getting that kind of agitated, I believe Evan is,
let's do.
Evan is not quite right. You're not quite right, Evan.
Let me finish.
Evan, let's go ahead and listen, I tell you what, hold on, before you get to Mike, I'm not going to be like a vacuum cleaner salesman. You tell me the time and the place. You tell me.
Okay.
When are we going to run our race?
We will run the race.
For $1,000. When, Evan?
When you let me finish this.
Answer the question. I've told you I'll do it tomorrow. But that's not good enough for you. How about Thursday?
You won't let me finish my sentence.
When?
Keep interrupting
me. Give me a date. When?
If.
No. When do you want to run the race against me 200 yards for $1,000?
So you won't even let me finish a sentence.
When do you want to run the race?
Right. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm going to go ahead and finish my sentence. If you guys want to keep interrupting, go ahead.
No. You are pussified.
That I'm lying.
This takes a simple answer. When do you want to race?
Two shows. Bring it with me. And if I was telling the truth, and Mike can see that I was telling the truth, Mike pays the airfare.
I don't even know what crap you're talking.
Yeah, listen, because you...
You know what? You pick a fight with two guys here. You got to take on one guy at a time. And I'm sorry, but right now, you piss me off more than you piss Mike off.
No, you two are partners. You're a package deal.
No. You want to fight two guys, you fight two guys, but they go at you one at a time.
No, you guys have never gone after anybody one at a time. It's always been a package deal.
No, but when it's personal like this, it's one at a time.
Okay.
Okay.
One at a time.
Okay.
So when do you want to race?
Brother, may I?
One at a time.
When do you want to race?
First would be done,
when?
Would have to be this weekend.
Well, this weekend, it's Mother's Day weekend. Okay, douchebag.
He doesn't have a mother.
Come on now.
That's part of the problem.
Okay. Please. And then two, that was Don, number one. And then number two, Mike.
All right, I tell you what, I'll put my Mother's Day weekend plans on hold for you.
Don, listen, I know we have that rule. I know we have this rule, one guy pisses you off more than me, but don't you think we could make an exception this time? You could just do without the race, and we could just both box the guy.
How about if Mike and I box you with no hands, with both hands tied behind our back?
How about no boxing gloves?
Mike was the one who was calling me the liar.
Liar? I didn't call you a liar, Evan. I called you a born liar. Pathological liar.
Okay.
And incidentally, Evan, for the record, you called us to start pissing us off today.
Right. And Evan, and let me go one step further. Your entire existence is a lie. The Joker's wild, sale of the century, 158 pounds. It's all a lie, Evan.
Are you willing to back that up, Mike? Are you willing to back that up?
No.
Of course not,
Evan. I'm not willing to back that up. Because, I'm going to challenge you and you're going to come at it. You know what the chance of that happening is? Absolutely
zero.
Zero. Because you are a big lying pussy, Evan.
So why don't you go ahead and say that you'll put up the money for the airfare?
I certainly will. Absolutely. Absolutely, Evan. I'll put up the money for the airfare.
Okay.
So what you'd have to do is... You'd have to fly here, prove it, and then you'd be reimbursed.
Absolutely. I would reimburse you in full.
I will fly out there.
Yes?
with.
Well, great. So when you fly out with the tapes to prove it to Mike you were on those game shows, mm-hmm. we can have our race.
That's, you can take care of the whole thing at once.
And you'll reimburse me for the airfare round trip?
Absolutely, I will reimburse you for the airfare.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds like
right.
a good deal, doesn't
so
it?
So when can we look forward to seeing you, Evan?
Well, it depends on when I can book something.
Oh, really? How you can book something? It's Evan, easy, very good. Go on the internet. You can do it tomorrow.
You could book it today. You could be here tomorrow.
Okay, if I can book it sooner than this weekend, that's better for you, right, Don?
Evan, you know where I am. I'm here Monday through Friday, every day.
I don't know where that is.
You are so full of it. You are so completely full of it.
Evan, I tell you what. How would you like...
Charlie Broyhill is coming.
How would you like someone from our show to book the travel for you to make the reservation?
That's what I was going
to
tell him. If he'll give me all of his information, I'll have you on a plane tonight.
Really?
Yep. Really.
I'll talk to Robbie off the air.
It won't be Robbie.
No, you talk to Charlie. Talk to Charlie right now. How about that? Why do you have to talk to him off the air?
Well, the information I want from him...
Yeah, it's got to be... It's all the information.
All right, I got you. Okay, good. Well, then we'll have a race tomorrow, and we'll see the tapes of you on Sale of the Century and Joker's Wild.
It can't be tomorrow.
Why?
Because I am booked up all day.
Oh, you are
tomorrow.
Such a liar.
No, I'm
You're a pathological liar.
Listen, here we are now saying...
You know what, Mike? I can prove that, too. Do you want to double the bet?
We are saying that we'll...
If I can prove to you that I have an all-day...
Okay, listen.
...for tomorrow.
F for the last time, we've now said we'll put you on an airplane, we'll make the reservation...
And he's still wussing out.
Yeah. You're a piece of garbage. Do you hear me?
You're a pathological liar.
Do you hear me?
Born liar, Evan.
You hear me?
Don, you can't make the 200 yards.
Yeah, see, now he doesn't deserve it. You don't deserve
this
anymore.
Evan, I'll tell you something. Anybody that's listened to the show knows that you're the big pussy.
You pussied out, Evan.
I put my money on the line.
So did I.
I put my weight on the line.
Right.
I said I'd box you with one hand. And then I said, hell, I'll box you with both hands behind my back and still beat your ass.
And I said I'd reimburse you for the airfare, Evan.
And
you pussied out.
I would.
No.
Nope, you're done.
Nope, you're over. Your time is over.
Bye. Bye, wuss.
You're over. You're done. That's the big pussy alarm.
C'est la vie. There goes
big
Evan.
Pussy alarm. There he goes.
That's Evan, ladies and gentlemen.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Just the last couple days, we just had too many guys calling us, giving us crap. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Every once in a while, mm-hmm. you just have to challenge one of them to a fight. It's the other way around it.
I'm serious. Oh, that was fun, though. I do enjoy that. It's festive. It gets the juices flowing.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Listen, that Evan guy, you know, I'm about ready to say, look, fly me down to where he lives. I'll make sure he gets his butt over there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll drag his butt right up to the station for you. Do what you want with it.
Evan had no intention of doing that. That's why he went into phase two with the whole... His goal was really to stay on the air as long as possible.
Yeah,
apparently so.
Yeah, there was a chance at the beginning there that maybe he was legit, and then it just rapidly...
And now he's got a stiffy.
Yeah.
You know, because he's just one of those guys, because he knows, you know, I can't help it. We're so goddamn easy to poke. You
right.
know, you want to get at us, call us up and tell us you've seen us on TV and that you think we're fat. And you know what? I'm pissing.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I saw you on TV, though. I was going to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Who had their back, because it was quick clips, who had their back to the main characters?
I did.
And I is Mike?
Yes. That's me.
Well, then, Don, you were looking towards them?
Yes.
You were so funny. Every time they came in on him, you kept looking right straight into the camera.
Thank you. Did it on purpose. Thank you.
That's right. It was your style.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. You would know that if you've seen me on my many TV appearances with Mike on Bristow County Jr. or Babylon 5.
You know, all this will change. You won't look at... You know, the day you stop looking at the camera is when we get our own lines.
Right?
When we're there and that camera's right in front of us and we don't have to, like, check it out to see if there's a possibility that we're going to get on TV.
All right, turn it on, Rob. Listen, we wasted so much time with that idiot from wherever he was calling from.
Who knows where he was from?
Let's just tape, once and for all, let's go to the videotape, Warner Wolf. Big old fart. And let's see how long we were actually on, and we'll also tape our individual performances.
Oh, there you are.
Okay, hold on. Back it up, Robbie, because I got to get the tape going here. Okay? And can we mic this? Mike, can you grab mic 3?
Yep.
And bring it over here.
Okay, here we go. Start.
Start quality.
Our quality tape.
Here you are.
Yep.
Well, sounding good.
You think?
There.
There you are again.
There's
and
the
look.
Gel.
There's, and look, you can't see me because of his head.
Although, on the other hand, you got to jump on a good special.
There.
But the important thing is, he's given it a tremendous amount of thought.
Good audio quality.
Hey, look who's back.
Mr. Beast, sure.
Is anybody running a clock on this and how long we're actually up here?
Okay,
you are looking at the bottle of wine.
Here's the wine.
My wife, Karen. Oh, so nice to see you. Hey, you're a looky, looky.
Look at that. Pause that right there. This was killing me last night. Rewind it right there. Look at it. You know what that is? That is my nightmare. Hold on a second.
Actually, this is not what I intended that.
I know. Wait a minute. Hold on. Right here. Look at this. You know who's in this shot? Leah Remini, Kevin James, the guy who's the maitre d', and Mike. You know where I am? Somewhere off to the left.
Right.
There you are again. Christ, how could anybody say I'm fat? You can't see me. Look at this. Look at that. Mike, you're on this whole time.
Yeah, but I'm a little...
There I am. Finally, there I am.
There you are.
Oh, but wait, Kevin moves his big head again.
He's a very jumpy actor.
Are you kidding me? This is the best place ever.
Look at this again. Every time I almost get my
face. I realized that what you were doing was you were leaning forward. See how you're leaning forward?
And hey, look at this free bruschetta.
If you see how you're leaning forward.
It's like peeing in a
normal. Well, no, see, you're still broken up by his big head.
But you're on constantly.
But you get more FaceTime in the second part. Remember these guys? The guys that played the Italian guys? That waiter? I didn't like him.
Oh,
yeah.
There you are again.
Out of the back of my head.
There, you can see my right ear.
Yeah, I realize the back of my head looks like Kevin.
Yes, but I ordered
there's
it.
The beautiful Leah Remini.
They give it a nice flavor.
There's the back ear. Oh, I was almost on for a second.
Now, coming up is when you look at the camera.
All right, I think you order if you want.
No, no. Get off of that guy.
I changed my order. I just want the way I ordered it in the first place. Actually, I like guests.
There you are again. God damn, you get lots of time on this show. It's killing me.
Is that my food?
No, I'm just saying, I don't think we need to send it back.
There you are again.
There you are. Was that the one? Was that when you were...
No. No, it's coming up.
Okay.
Very good.
But it goes by so fleetingly.
But it was funny.
There you are again.
Oh, God.
There you are again.
Checking the wine out.
It sounded like a spy. Am I annoying you in some way, hon?
Senora, you have to change your order.
There you are again.
I use that wine trick a lot.
You know what?
There you are again. And every time I say this, I'm not on. Just my turn. There, I was on for a nanosecond.
That?
Harry.
There you are again.
People being in the service industry.
I know. Behind Kevin's head.
But some days they just sit in my truck and cry.
No, here.
I
was actually on for 2 seconds.
Is that the look?
I don't think so.
I think it's
fiery. He's Italian. It's
it more obvious than a say. The one that I remember is when your whole face is in the shot.
Nothing major. Everything's great. It's just that my wife got her.
Oh, now look at that. That's amazing. I was on for 2 seconds. Meanwhile, you were on this whole time.
She may have. The main thing is
there you are. There's your back and your neck. And of course, they brought in another guy to obstruct me.
Okay, it's when a waiter pretty much calls a customer a liar.
I didn't get that. Really.
There you are.
There's your face. That's your face. Now you did. Now that wasn't me.
Yeah, but that was blurry. Yeah.
I know it was blurry.
You take care of right away.
The guy. There you are.
Yeah. Right at the camera.
Was that the one where you looked?
No, it's. I think it's coming up.
Now there you are. That's all you. All
you. You're right. There was 2.1 seconds, right?
You got more?
What? They were talking about me right in front of me in Italian. And then a guy, he rolled his eyes.
Can we just eat dinner?
There's the back of your head again.
Yeah. No capers.
And there's Kevin blocking me.
No capers.
His big pumpkin head. All right, now.
Have some of mine in the meantime.
You can see me for 1 second when Kevin moved.
This is so sad. That was it.
And that is it.
That was our big scene.
4 minutes and 13 seconds total.
That's better. That's better than the last time.
I'd say that seriously, I got maybe 20 seconds on camera, and Mike was on camera, I'd say, for 3 of those 4 minutes. I'm serious. But you know what?
I know.
I can't bitch.
Right.
But I know we said this the day that we did the show.
Yep.
We had like a little mini fight.
It really
Mike
wasn't. It wasn't even a fight. It was almost like a playful little move.
It was like musical chairs.
Where the seat that Don had,
mm-hmm.
they said we're going to put you guys over here, and we both like immediately saying what's going to be the optimal one. And I see Don going for that, and then I do this fast walk, and I sit down in the chair, and I look at your face, and it was a BS move. If I hadn't done that, if we had just been placed there, it would have been different. But I know that you are just about to get to the chair when I just kind of cut right in front.
And you know what it is? That's karma, because you were gracious enough to say, you know what, I was on more the last time. Go ahead.
Take this chair.
Well, what it was the move that I had done. I mean, if I had stayed in the seat, it would have been the total FU job, and I wasn't going to do that. And then, I moved back over, and at that point, I was certain that was it. I mean, that was going to be any chance that I had. And then I decided that I would pull my chair back and go sideways. So I'm basically facing the camera during the entire scene. I'm just realizing how totally pathetic this sounds as we're talking.
Okay, here
about.
We go. The total time of the scene was 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yes.
My face time, 19 seconds.
19 seconds.
Mike's face, arm, or neck time, 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
Oh, man.
I got
My
killed.
God. Hollywood. I've been discovered.
I got killed.
Yeah, but, once again, we're extras pushed over to this
point. Yeah,
so that was it. But we did get more time total than last time.
Yes, we did.
And there it was on the uproariously funny King of Queens.
Not their funniest episode.
No, not in my opinion.
No, I didn't think so.
But maybe it's because we had to sit there and watch them do it 25 times in a row.
I like the Jerry and the stomach rubbing. That was okay.
They won the time slot last night.
Way to go. Good. See, that's good. We kicked them over the top.
So I wonder if they'll be calling to congratulate us today.
I'm sure they will.
To thank us for that. Sure, they had a 13 share last night. They won the time slot.
Excellent.
Very good.
So we were the number one rated. We were on the number one rated show last night in the time slot.
At 8 o'clock, yes.
At 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock.
Where it will finish, like, for the week.
Like, maybe...
70th?
Oh, no. Better than that, I think. Better than that. They're normally in the 20s.
Okay.
You know, sometimes they fall to the 40s.
All right.
But I think it'll probably be a top 25 rated TV show.
That's good. That's good.
Trying to put the best possible spin on this.
And, I don't think we ever burn that bridge, because you never know when they're going to say, hey, listen...
Right.
And now they've been on twice. They know the ropes. They know what it's all about. Now we have speaking parts.
I think we've maintained all along that we're either Kevin's brothers or his cousins.
Nice. We'd be perfect. Anybody, and especially since I did get all that FaceTime, if you see me, I certainly could be Kevin's brother.
Hello.
Thank you very much. I'm not necessarily proud of that fact, but I could be.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Mike, Don.
And I'm not kidding anybody. Who am I kidding? I could be his little brother. But there's not that much step down from Kevin to me.
No. I knew when they put me in wardrobe in the same kind of shirt that Kevin was wearing, I knew it was officially over. A look, incidentally, that I've embraced, that I'll be wearing through most of the summer.
It's the giant Moomoo untucked.
Yes, it's the Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Hey, it's comfortable. Rob's wearing that look today, and it's a very comfortable look.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don, Mike. Yeah. Paul, Greenville.
Yes, Paul.
Hey, fast forward that tape where where Lee is in the bathroom giving Kevin a hard time.
Yeah.
The light fixtures on either side of that, the vanity mirror, looked like big dildos.
Okay, thank you, sir.
No, check it out.
You can see lots of things if you watch something very carefully.
No, hey, you got the tape. Just fast forward it and tell me if I'm wrong.
We already put the VCR away.
Oh!
We've already put it away. Thank you.
You're lying to me.
Really?
Yeah, I know you are.
They look like, wait a minute, they look like dildos?
No, check them out.
Rob, seriously, has already put the VCR away.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry. All right, thank you.
All right, that's fine.
Thank you.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Look like giant dildos.
I wish I taped it.
Imagine that. Yeah. Me too.
I know.
I remember back in the day when I would have gone out and bought a clean tape for it.
Absolutely.
You know what Frida said to me last night, about halfway through that, when you sit there getting steam that I wasn't on, she said, are you taping this? And I looked at her, really, just barked and said, why? Why would I tape this?
Why?
Who wants to see this? Is this going to be a good day?
Is this going to be a good day?
I don't think so. Okay. Let's clear these lines out. Wow. Got to do a contest and come back and start trolling for trivia.
Man, that was quite a first hour.
But we will start with the toe-tapping touch tones and the secret sound for $500. Be the 100th person to call us at 877-365-3636.
Certified Blouse Clown Inspectors, Don and Mike.
All right, it's time for the toe tapping. Touch toes, there they are. Call 100 times. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing, Radio Guy?
Yeah, doing great, thank you. Who is this?
This is Tom from Baltimore. Hey, I had a question about Lee Remedy. I watched this television show occasionally, Saved by the Bell. Was she on there?
Yes.
Was that her? I'll be darned. I spotted that earlier today. And I figured, who else would know more about her than you guys?
Right, and then she was later on the awful show with Sharon Lawrence.
Yeah, the USA show.
What's the name of that show?
All Fired Up.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
All right, well, thank you very much, and I love you guys, and you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Buzz, see you guys later.
Take care. Bye-bye. I guess you didn't know that he had a chance to win money. Yeah, that's our contest time.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Please turn your radio down. Hello,
hey.
Hi.
Hey, it's Don Mike.
Yes, who's this?
It's Greg. I'm surprised they put me straight through.
Well, no, nobody puts you straight through. Many times we answer calls unscreened, especially during a contest.
Oh, okay.
When we take the 100.
Yeah, what can
calls.
We do? Yes. What can we do Hello. For you?
Hey, two things. First of all, Don, I was wondering, how do you maintain your energy, man? You got so much energy, it's incredible.
I drink blood during the breaks. Come on, what do you want, really?
No, there's two things I want to ask you. One more thing, you know how your wife was giving you a hard time about she could do a radio show and you wouldn't have to work? It was a while back.
I don't remember. Listen, Robbie, where's the disqualification sounder? Hold on a second.
We weren't even able to do the bit about people calling for the wrong thing
right.
with that guy because he was too slow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What was that?
What was that?
He's gone.
Hello?
Hello? That phone is farting.
That is a horrible sound. That sounds like when a tape's like feeding back.
It's scary.
Oh, God, do I have to fart.
My God, what's happening? Oh, my God. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Hello, is that guy there? He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. 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 I'm only going to try this with one more person.
Welcome to Should Have Stayed in Bed Tuesday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Actually, you're caller 104, but it's worked out great for you.
Thank God for the other three people that didn't know how to say I'm caller 100.
Yeah, what is your name, please?
My name's Scott.
Scotty, where are you from?
Greenville, South Carolina.
All right, Scott.
W-T-K.
Please turn your radio down.
Okay.
Scott, you've won the Playboy TV prize pack, courtesy of Cox Communications. Don't miss the special Playboy 99-cent discount this Saturday.
Oh.
All right, you ready to go for big bucks?
Let's hope so.
Here we go, $500 on the line. Secret sound number two. We'll play you the everyday household sound that you can hear in your home or your office.
Very good.
And please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Bob Goulet.
All the way Goulet. We wish you good speed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. That is a common everyday sound. Heard in the home, heard in the office, perhaps heard in your automobile.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! Yes! For $500, what is that sound?
Is it a briefcase latch? The little lock latch?
No.
Oh,
no.
We're sorry.
No, thank you, my friend. Don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
Hold on a second. Thank you. We do appreciate it. Now that we've gotten through the first argument of the show.
Yes.
And now that we've done the first contest of the show.
Very good.
It's time to clear the deck.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
Big Show Thursday.
Full Frontal Radio. Nudity. Strip trivia. By name.
No pigs, please.
Strip trivia. Don and Mike.
Hotties.
And the room full of exhibitions.
Now listen, Thursday, we're going to have the return for the first time in this year, Strip Trivia 2000.
And the best prize we've ever given away for Strip Trivia.
I take it back. We've already done it once this year. For the second time.
Really? Is this the second time?
Yeah, I think we did it around Valentine's Day.
Okay.
We are giving away, the reason we're doing Strip Trivia again, is that we have a free trip to Japan to give away to the winner.
That is an incredible prize.
This prize is valued at $5,000.
We're going to raise our standards for this edition of Strip Trivia.
A trip for two to Japan to see Pride 10 martial arts pay-per-view event at the Cebu Dome in Tokyo. Your trip includes round-trip air, hotel, and ringside seats. Don't miss the Pride Fighting Championship 2000 pay-per-view this Saturday. Call Cox Communications to order.
Very good.
And we thank them for this wonderful tickets and airfare to
Japan.
That's a trip for two, right?
Trip for two.
Fantastic.
We are going to be giving that away on Thursday to the man or to the woman who has clothes left on at the end of Strip Trivia.
That's, you know, that trip alone, just the, you know, just getting there is kind of fun.
All right, we're going to start the trolling right now. Please, guys, with your big hairy nuts and your big pimply asses, please don't call yet.
Yeah, this is only for women right now and only for hottie women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, women who consider themselves to be hot.
I've already lowered the bar. Lowered? Yeah. Or actually raised.
What the hell?
Right.
All you pigs and house frails can call.
Okay, what the heck?
Just like always. Listen, phone number is 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
And as soon as the girls start calling, you get put right through. We stop the show immediately.
That's it.
Put you on the air, get your information, and set you up to come down on Thursday to play for the biggest prize we've ever given away on Strip Trivia, a free vacation to Japan.
Wow. Very good.
Which is worth, in case I didn't mention this, $5,000. Now, while girls are calling and while we're getting their information,
yes,
let me move on to the other pressing business of the day.
Excellent.
Yesterday on the show, we had two separate guys call up on their own when we weren't doing the contest and say that they wanted to guess the secret sound.
They both laid it on the line. They said one guy said his head would be shaved. The other guy said
he would let us tattoo on his forehead, "I am a idiot."
Now, early on, the "I'm a idiot" guy, we knew that he was a faker. But the guy with the head shaving, we actually were, you know, we had confirmed that he was going to come down and get his head shaved.
Half of his head.
Half of his head shaved.
Now, keep in mind that these are guys who call up positive they have the correct answer for the contest.
Very confident. Right.
You know, won't take no for an answer. Can't wait their turn like everybody else.
Yeah, they can't play the game by the normal rules.
No.
But we tell them, well, if you're willing to put this on the line, we'll give you a chance at the contest.
So, I want to play you a tape, first of the guy calling us yesterday, and then of the guy playing the contest, and then I'd like to play you the tape of him calling and backing out today.
Okay.
I've been told that when we talked to him on the air yesterday, we specifically said to him, "You understand that if you don't come down, your phone number will be given out." And he said, "Yes." So let's roll that. That tape, tape one?
Tape one, yeah.
Tape one. Standing by. I believe we'll start with the excerpt from yesterday's show when the guy just called and we were taking calls. Okay?
There,
you got it, Robbie? Here we go. Roll that now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Steve. I'm calling, trying to guess the secret sound.
So you were calling to play our game?
Yes.
All right, and you can't wait for touchtones for everybody to call. But
no,
I tell you what, if you're absolutely positive,
yes, I am.
You know what the answer is.
Right.
Let's see how positive you think you are.
Okay.
Are you positive enough to give out your home telephone number on the air if you're wrong?
Let's see. Jeez, I don't know if my girlfriend like that. You know what? So what? Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Rob, get this fella's phone number. Are you at home now?
No, I'm at work.
And I think what happens is that it then evolved from him agreeing to give out his phone number
right.
to saying, actually, come down and get your head shaved. I guess we'll hear that now.
Verify.
No way to verify. Would you come down here and shave your head?
Well, I'm a former Marine. I might have to do that. It wouldn't hurt me.
Well, what city do you live in?
Well, I live in Deal, Maryland.
In Deal, Maryland?
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what. If you give Rob all of your information, including your phone number at work,
right,
and we call you back,
okay,
I'll give you a shot, and if you're wrong, you have to come down here and have your head shaved.
All right, I'll do it.
Do you have long hair now?
No, it's pretty short. I had it. I'm good to go. If I shave my head, so
long. All right, now, please listen to the enthusiasm. The enthusiasm in this man's voice as he agrees to go along with this charade. Okay, is he at work now, Rob?
He's at work.
He's at work.
Can we call him Big Don?
No. The guy who wants to guess the secret sound.
Very good. I had Big Don on the brain.
Steven, right?
Yes, sir.
Steven, okay, you're on the air.
All right.
And the deal now is we have this guy's address, we have this guy's phone number, and I'm going to take you as a man of your word.
Absolutely.
That if you do not correctly guess the secret sound, that tomorrow you will come down to get half of your head. Although, excuse me, I would only interrupt. We had a girl for Strip Trivia.
Ah, very good.
I know we're right in the middle of getting to the good part of this, but let's talk to Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
The virginal contestant.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
For Thursday's Strip Trivia. Well, you're the first contestant. You're the first girl.
Oh, the virgin as in first.
Okay. Yes. You're the hymen buster of this
bit.
Wait, can
I just say hi, Don and Mike?
Hi.
I'm a pretty new listener, and I really like you guys.
Hi,
thank
Jennifer.
You.
How are
thank you?
You?
We appreciate that. Jennifer, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Route 410 right now. I'm in my car.
Beautiful. Now, can you come down on Thursday to play our game?
What time?
Well, I should have told you that already.
Did anybody speak to you, Jennifer?
Not really. They just got my name and my number.
Okay, hold on. You know what? Hold on. I thought we were going to do this like a finely oiled machine this time. I thought that. Hey, Charlie, come here for a second.
Producer Charles Broyles.
I'm not trying to get anybody fired here.
No, don't worry. Charlie and I had a meeting today that we were going to have a new plan.
That's right, and I'm doing that plan.
Okay, then did you do it with her?
No, because I haven't talked to her off the air yet.
Okay, well, her
that.
Name came up.
I understand that.
Okay, so
right.
whose fault was that, though?
Yours.
Why?
Because when I talked to her afterwards about directions and time...
Well, then don't put it up on the screen where it says Jennifer Carr Strip Trivia like it's a call I should take.
It is one you should take. That's why I put it on hold.
Okay, but I'm talking to her now.
You can't take directions now, so...
She doesn't know what time to come down.
Right.
Okay, here's what I'm asking you.
Okay, fine. I was wrong. I'll go take care
of it. No. I thought...
Christ. The way I understood it, just observing here, is that they're supposed to be told what time, just have a cursory knowledge of what's going on before they get on the air.
Supposed to know everything before they get back on the air with us.
And then you put them on hold, and that's when they get all the directions
right.
on how
that's
to get
down. That's what
he
said to me. He said to me, said, it'll take a little while longer to get the girls, because what I'm going to do is get their phone numbers, call them back, verify that they're on the level, set them up, and then, when it comes up on the screen... Take the call.
Very good.
So I take the call, and of course, the first call we take, I say to the girl, can you come down? You know, knowing that she should have already said that she could come down, and instead she said, well, what time? All right, do you understand the problem here?
Jennifer, you understand, don't you?
Of course I do.
Okay, well, I will tell you 4 p.m.
4 p.m., I think I can do that.
On Thursday.
You sure, think yeah. you can do that. Well, that's great. Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Jennifer?
I've been told Minnie Driver.
Oh. Okay.
Mini driver.
Minus the hair. I've cut my hair recently.
That's all right. All right, baby. You're first in the running for the trip to Japan. We'll see you on Thursday.
All right, great.
Okay, now hold on, please.
I will.
Because one of our Time Life operators will get more of your information.
Very good.
Because this show is running seamlessly today.
Welcome to Stay in Bed Tuesday.
Jesus. Okay. Now, listen. Back to... Steven.
Steven, the guy that called, wanted to play the game, put his hair on the line in order to get a guess at the secret sound because he was so darn sure that he knew what the secret sound was.
Okay, so now we're going back to the tape now.
I will be in that area tomorrow for some business anyways.
The only reason we're doing this, for the record, is because this guy called up and was so confident,
right,
said he was positive he knows the secret sound.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
All right.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
It's the sound of a walk-in cooler handle in a restaurant or some type of food institution.
No,
we're not.
What an
hold on.
Dumb.
We will see you tomorrow.
What time?
First part of the show. I'm sure we'll spend the first half hour talking about how we got juked out of time on King of Queens, but right after that...
That's right, it's your head.
Hold on, please.
All righty.
Hold on, please. All right, now.
Okay, so the way he understood it, he was going to be coming down here today to get his head shaved. Everybody,
right.
You know, we've had... What have we had? Like 8 or 9 people have done
right.
that?
And they've all been stand-up guys and girls. We even had a girl come down
absolutely.
And get her head shaved.
Yes.
So... We set apart a time on the show today, although it doesn't matter, because we have a free-flowing show anyway. But
right.
We brought the clippers down.
He was all set to get him shaved.
We got the razors, we got the shaving cream, and then we hear this.
All righty.
Hold on, please.
At 11:04 a.m. in your message box.
Hey, Charlie, good afternoon. Good morning, I should say. This is Stephen Griffiths. It's 11 o'clock on the 9th of May. I'm the guy that called yesterday and I guessed wrong on that secret sound. However, I won't be able to make it today to have my head shaved. Due to the fact, it's not going to do it, brother. You know what? It's stupid. It's a done deal. So be it. Appreciate you taking the call and all that good happy stuff. Have a good one. Out.
What a dick.
Right, I'm sorry. Not acceptable.
No, he agreed to it. Said he would be here anyway.
That sucks.
That totally sucks.
Not doable. That is not doable. Out.
He took his free guess and ran.
Right. Now, I got him on tape saying we can give out his phone number. So that's
good
what we'll
afternoon,
do.
That concept's Donny Flag.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We're looking for Stephen Griffith.
Oh, he's not here at the minute. He's out on a job.
Out on the job.
Yeah.
Well, listen, do you expect him back this afternoon?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, can you leave him this message?
Sure.
Tell him that unless he wants to get 6 million telephone calls tonight, he better call us back.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Can I get your number?
He knows it.
He knows it. He called us yesterday.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if he's listening right now, you know, that's if he's, quote, on the job.
Yeah.
You know, just it's one thing to say, hey, I've had second thoughts. It's another thing to just be a total ween about it.
Let me hear the last part.
I didn't know that he was like that.
Yeah, let me hear his message.
What a dick.
Just not going to do it.
Can't do it. Stupid. Out.
Please. You got it, Robbie?
It's not right.
Let's hear that again.
Hold on, please.
At 11:04 a.m. in your message box.
Hey, Charlie, good afternoon. Good morning, I should say. This is Stephen Griffiths. It's 11 o'clock on the 9th of May. I'm the guy that called me yesterday and I guessed wrong on that secret sound. However, I won't be able to make it today to have my head shaved. Due to the fact, it's not going to do it, brother. You know what? It's stupid. It's a done deal. So be it. Appreciate you taking the call and all that good happy stuff. Have a good one. Out.
No, it's not how it works on this show.
No way.
I'm sorry.
What kind of chumps do you think we are, pal?
We got your phone number. We got your address, pal.
This has to be taken care of. You have to come down here and get your head shaved.
Correct.
You made an agreement.
Right.
A binding verbal agreement.
Absolutely.
Jesus H. Christ. What's wrong with people today? What's wrong with people?
Let me see who's online for. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
Hi, are you calling for the nasty game on Thursday?
I am indeed.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yes. Hi, who is this, please?
This is Caroline.
Caroline, where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
She sounds pretty hot, I think.
She does.
I'm okay. I'm passable.
How old are you, Caroline?
I'm 23.
23. What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Teacher.
Teacher, Don and Mike.
Teacher. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
You know, that's just a really hard question for me to answer. My mom tells me I look like Cindy Crawford, but I think she's a little, biased.
Right.
I'm tall, curvy, brown hair, green eyes, pretty smile.
All right, baby. I like the understated description of herself.
When girls say that, they always come down here and they're just absolute knockouts.
Absolutely.
You got to worry when your girl calls up and says she looks like Nicole Kidman. Or when we get the I look like Sandra Bullock.
Right.
That's when they make Mimi from Drew Carey. We will see you on
that bad.
See you on Thursday.
Okay, fantastic.
Beautiful. That's two girls now. Two confirmed girls for Thursday's Big Strip Trivia when we're giving away the vacation to Japan.
That's right. Two lovely ladies who are going to be in the running for a trip to Tokyo.
Let me see if this guy's at home. The guy who's out on a call right now.
He's the kind of guy who would go home and say he was on the job.
Well, obviously.
Sure.
You know, he wasn't square with us.
Right.
Was he like, we're just going to forget about it?
It's not that easy.
No, come on.
Hey, we're not chumps. And it's our listeners. And it's all the people that have had their heads shaved before him.
Mm-hmm. And all the people who want to call for the contest who can't get through.
It's not right.
Right.
There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball.
Well, listen, you can run, but you can't hide, Stephen. Stephen, we'd like to get an answer. We'd like to know what's going on here.
We won't forget.
Especially when it's, hey, just not going to do it.
Dumb idea.
Right.
Not doing it.
I mean, we would have... You know, if you guessed correctly, we would have paid you $500.
Yeah, we wouldn't have reneged on that.
And I believe we made that clear, you know, when we played the contest with you.
Yeah.
What was on the line for that?
Mm-hmm.
Rob, let me hear that one more time.
Lots of witnesses.
One more time. Oh, brother. Listen to that. Even Buzz is mad.
Yeah, I am.
It's you know, I was really, I must say,
I
was ambivalent until I heard that call.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, so the guy, you know, he got cold feet, but listen to the way he handled it.
Look at KOB getting all hot in his rock ports. Getting all upset.
At 11:04 a.m. in your message box.
Hey, Charlie, good afternoon. Good morning, I should say. This is Stephen Griffiths. It's 11 o'clock on the 9th of May. I'm the guy that called yesterday and I guessed wrong on that secret sound. However, I won't be able to make it today to have my head shaved. Due to the fact, it's not going to do it, brother. You know what? It's stupid. It's a done deal. So be it. Appreciate you taking the call and all that good happy stuff. Have a good one. Out.
What did he say his last name was? McWilliams?
We ought to have Tim McWilliams give him a call. He sounds like he's from similar kind of accent to Tim McWilliams.
Did you notice that as the call went along, it's like he was getting his courage up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. At the beginning of the call, he sounded pleasant.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, good morning. I mean, good afternoon, good morning. How are
well, he's
you?
He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed because he's dissing us completely. And, you know, he's working up his courage to do something that he knows is wrong.
Well, we won't let it go.
Unless there's a girl calling for strip trivia.
Hello, Cindy. Cindy.
Oh, hold on.
Cindy.
Yes.
Hi, baby.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. You're calling for Thursday's Nude Fest, right?
Yes.
Strip trivia?
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day on Thursday.
It's going to be wonderful.
Show.
The ladies are calling in droves now.
Yes, well, a trip to Japan will do that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All expense paid vacation to Japan. Cindy, where are you from?
Fairfax.
How old are you?
26.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Cindy?
Okay, bear with me.
Okay.
A clean Alanis Morissette crossed with a Mariah Carey.
Ooh. A clean Alanis Morissette, meaning a freshly scrubbed Alanis Morissette.
Correct, correct.
All right. Man, you sound hot. You sound very hot.
You're in.
Okay, you're sounds in. Great. I can't wait.
You realize that if you lose, you'll be naked.
Fantastic.
I understand.
Beautiful. Thank you, Cindy. Hold on. That's three girls, Mike.
Yes, well, it's something about a trip to the exotic land of Japan.
To Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which is where the match is, right?
Yeah.
The wrestling match.
Okay. Mike, watch it.
I know.
Watch it.
I know. I know. I know. Very good.
Oh. I just have to call my funny honey for a second.
Okay.
You have a better memory about her than I do. You really do.
Oh, God.
She'll laugh.
Good.
I mean, I won't say what you wrote down.
That's
but
why
allude,
I wrote That's why
I will
wrote
allude
it down.
To the fact that Mike, all of this talk about the Far East has made Mike remember something that I've been sworn to never talk about on the radio.
That's why I jotted it down and I did not say it. Because I'm nice. Because I'm nice.
Because I tell you too much.
I know.
I tell you everything.
I know. You tell me good stuff.
You tell
me good
secrets.
Stuff. I mean, you know, that's why I remember it.
I know. It's
I
good.
Wouldn't. I wouldn't. You know, I remember it because it's good stuff.
It's real good.
Over the years.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Well, hello, my boo-boo.
I just wanted to know.
I wasn't listening since the topic is not one that I relish.
Pardon me?
She's talking about strip trivia.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, listen, I wish you had been listening, because Mike just really cracked me up.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you, but I have to, you know how...
But it was about you. But it was nothing he said, it was something he wrote down.
What was it?
I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
I know he's suicidal enough to write something mean down.
Now, honey, it's funny. Trust me.
No, and trust me, it was not that suicidal.
It cracked my ass up. Hold on a second, honey. Hold on.
Okay.
Now, Don is going to get on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you tell her.
You want me to tell her?
Yeah, just pick up the phone and tell her
what
she
said. Why are you making me do that?
Oh, come on. It's funny.
All right,
it's funny. I'll turn your microphone off. Line 7.
All right.
I'll turn your microphone off. Just tell her what you wrote down, and then put her back on hold. Okay, now, I mean, this is so goddamn inside, I'm sorry.
Right.
I mean, this is the inside of all inside jokes. But, but it's funny.
How did she take it? Thanks.
Why, what did she say?
I don't know, I didn't get any reaction.
Hello?
It's very amusing. I'll share that with Big Freedom this weekend.
Okay. Oh, no.
Honey, come on.
No, I know. That's very amusing. Make fun of my childhood secret.
That's why I wrote it down.
I know.
And that's why I sworn him to secrecy, never to talk about that.
That's
I mean, there's,
all right.
You know, my wife was seriously only told me that there's only maybe a handful of things that I seriously could never, ever say on the radio.
Right.
You know, that's not even that big a thing because it was just a joke.
Well, that's what I think, and I think it's funny.
Well, no, but it's one of those things that one of the few times you've actually said to me, whatever you do, never under any circumstances mention this on the radio.
Yeah, it's one of my little tests for you.
Right, it's a little test.
Yeah. And if you can keep a secret, there's still hope for you.
There you go, see?
I not only keep that secret, I keep the other secrets, too.
All right, boo-boo, I'm in bad zone again.
All right.
See you later. I love you.
All right, love you, baby.
Everybody will be. Mike.
Bye, Frida.
Everybody will now be wondering what the joke is.
Yeah, no,
be well, up. Too bad.
Yeah, okay.
Wait till my book comes out.
Okay.
That'll be the title of a chapter. That'll be the name of my book.
Let me just tell you right now, I know your wife well enough to know there's going to be payback for me on that one. There's going to be payback. And you knew it, and you knew it, too. There will be payback.
I had to mention it.
You know.
Goddamn funny. You know there's going to be payback for me tonight when I get home?
Will there really be payback?
Yes, because I told you about it in the first place.
And I just like wrote it down.
Deepest, darkest secret from my child. when you hold it up.
I just wrote it down.
Go hold it up.
I won't hold it up.
You made me laugh so much.
I remember when you told me that, and it was amusing.
It was like over 10 years ago I told you that. That's what cracked me up
long time ago.
That you remembered it for so long.
That's right. There are only two things that we do not speak of that I remember that have to do with, your family in that regard, and that's, that would be the other.
Okay.
And I wrote the other
stop
one down. I will stop.
Okay, now stop it.
I'll stop. I'm done.
I'll really get in trouble about that one.
I am completely done.
I really will.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm finished.
Okay.
Completely finished.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm finished.
Jesus, H-F-C.
I'll stop. And now, see, now it's such a big deal. I just got to shake it out of my mind. Okay. I got to shake it out of my
mind.
Let's
see if this is a girl for strip trivia.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boo-boo.
Oh, hi, honey.
Can I get in your games?
Didn't I just talk to you on the phone a second ago, darling?
I want to be in your strip trivia.
This is not the regular guy who pretends he's Frida, is it?
Sugar Bear.
No, this is not the same guy. Not the regular guy. It's another guy. It's an imposter guy.
Okay, boo-boo.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a phony guy.
Bye-bye.
That's a phony sentence. But you sound weird when you're talking.
Yeah, when Don pounded the console a second ago, I went over to one channel only.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Hello.
Now you sound okay.
Now it's fine.
How's that?
Fine.
It sounds better.
Hello?
We are getting new studios here eventually.
Yes,
right.
Yes. The end of June, we're getting brand new studios.
Very good.
All right, girls, call for strip trivia. That would be three girls total thus far. And about this guy with the head shaving, I don't know what we're going to do about it.
Okay.
I'll stop it. And Rob, you stop it, too.
Not a word.
Look what he pulled out.
What did he do?
Okay, that's the tape he just pulled out.
I know.
So, you guys are going to get me in gigantic trouble with my wife.
I know. I'll stop.
Do you know that story, Rob?
No.
Don't lie to me. Do you know the story? I don't doubt that I probably, in a moment of weakness, told you.
No, he told you. I was here when he told you. Don't you try to wither out of that one. I remember when he told you that. He told you and me. You were in here when he told me that story.
I don't think so. I know one reference.
You've done it twice.
now you're digging me that
hole. No, I'm not.
Now you're digging me the hole.
I'm not. First of all, it's not that big a deal.
Well, it is to her.
It is to her, but I mean, it's not that big a deal.
It is to her. You don't know, do you, Buzz?
I have no idea.
Yeah, thank God for you, Buzz. Saintly, kindly old Buzz.
Yes.
Always away from the fray.
Ha. Huh. Yeah, well, at least I say I know about it. You know, not like Rob who lies about it.
I really didn't remember if I had told him or not.
Yeah, you told him. He's just covering his ass.
Did he laugh?
Oh, he was, I chuckled.
Yeah.
He was bent at the waist. Hear that laugh? That's the laugh you got. It was.
I'm three.
It was vibrating the walls.
All right. Time's out. We'll get, time's up. Our time is up. We'll do more girls for strip trivia. We come right back.
I'm toast.
Don't say it. We'll be right back.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wendell Hall to the studio, please.
Mr. Wendell!
Engineer Wendell Hall, who's been helping us through the crappy surroundings here.
Engineer, gun owner.
Just in here trying to help us with the computers. The computers are still just a total mess here.
When they build the new stuff, are they just going to take a bulldozer and get rid of everything? Are we going to get all new stuff?
Here's the question.
Hey, you rang. All new stuff, yeah.
You were running somewhere. Did you run from some location?
No, I trotted.
Oh, you trotted. Okay.
Let's guess if Wendell had any sleep last night.
Wendell looks like hell.
Oh,
I'm going to guess you had 2 hours of sleep last night. No?
Oh, Wendell's pager is going off here.
Who's calling you, Wendell?
Who is it, Wendell?
Special services. They're calling to tell me about how they're going to fix the remote control that isn't busted anymore.
When have you been working a little overtime here?
No, not lately.
Really?
But I do have hay fever, and I'm taking antihistamines.
Ah, gotcha.
So it's the drugs.
Is that why you called Wendell in, just to guess how much sleep
you
have?
No, I called him in because he was in here during the commercial break,
right,
working on the computer, and I realized that we've never given Wendell Hall the sex quiz.
The sex quiz!
Chair and light my pipe here?
Yes, have a seat, Wendell.
Can we get Wendell a chair? Is that possible to give Mr. Wendell a chair here?
Get yourself a nice Fuente.
Thank you.
Have a seat, Wendell. And Wendell, you're growing that beard out, are you? Are you doing a little Wild West thing there?
Looking to see what it's going to look like.
Okay.
It always changes.
Right,
so.
Right.
From one day to the next, you can't really be sure.
Wendell Hall, the enigma of CBS Radio.
Yeah. Wendell Hall, a man who we try to figure him out, but I don't think we ever will.
We can't. When's the last time, this is not the sex quiz question, when's the last time you shot your guns?
It's been a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Have you had like a kind of a angry reaction to anybody besides us lately? I mean, has there been anybody else that you kind of went off on?
No.
Were we the last ones?
No, I mean, Bickle tried, but he failed. He just doesn't.
Eric Bickle, the sports junkie,
he was just working you, do you think?
He was working me, but he doesn't have the effect on me that he does.
Okay. All right, yeah, you know what's so sad is that I'm sure Eric is trying to piss you off.
Right.
We don't try to piss you off, yet we manage.
He asked me yesterday, did you hear me ragging on you about that? I was like, yeah.
You know, it's not a naturally occurring phenomenon.
That's funny.
All right, Wendell Hall, our engineer. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Sex quiz time for Wendell Hall.
Fire away.
Wendell, have you ever engaged in three-way or more sex?
No.
No.
Wendell, have you ever had sex while menstruating?
No.
Wendell, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Nope.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever had hot interracial sex?
Not as yet.
Not as yet, there is hope.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Dear me.
That might be a first yes to number six.
Dear.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Thank God for that one.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
No.
Good man.
That's an exit.
Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes. Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes and no, respectively.
Yes. Okay. The one-night stand. And sexual partners, Wendell?
Five.
Kind of a boy scout.
Relatively low number.
Pretty mild.
Except that J-O-ing in front of others.
Yes.
Actually, it was in a car, so.
Buzz, for the record, because Buzz is the record keeper of this show. How many yeses did Wendell have?
Wendell is one of our milder contestants with just five yeses and five partners.
Ah, oh, very good. You're kind of a boy scout, Wendell.
So, ladies, if you'd like to improve my score, 877.
What were the numbers that Wendell had a yes on? It was the number six, the J-O question. He J-O'd in front of others. When did you J-O in front of others, Wendell?
Actually, in a car in a public place.
What were the circumstances?
She was a student with me at college, and we went and found a sort of semi-private kind of, you couldn't see into the car really well, place.
Was she wearing gloves like an Animal House?
No, actually, it was, she had demonstrated a proficiency with her teeth, and we just kind of had to finish the the encounter.
She started on you with her mouth, but then there was too much teeth.
Precisely.
Pull her by the hair and say, whoa.
Sharing.
This is how we do it.
Okay.
Number four was a yes also.
Made love in your parents' home?
Yeah. And number seven?
Yeah. And number seven, sex in a public place, would that be this?
That would be
time?
The car, yeah.
Huh? And what else?
11?
Oh, the one-night stand.
Right.
What about your one-night stand?
There's very little to tell about it. She wasn't a stranger, but she was somebody that I knew.
And it
seemed like a good idea at the time.
Right.
And then it
ruined the friendship?
I don't know how better to say it than it just perverted it.
It changed it in a weird way.
Complex man.
He's a sensitive guy. That's going to win over a lot of ladies.
We're peeling back the many layers of Wendell Hall, our engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Wendell, are there any women here at this radio station who you would bang?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but seriously, are there any women here who are not married
who you would bang?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Sure.
Really?
Besides Lisa.
Yes.
Besides Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Toya.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Way to go, Wendell.
I'm narrowing the list down.
Sure.
Who else?
I'd answer yes to that, too.
Oh, my God.
Who am I forgetting?
Who are you forgetting?
Jeez, just do a mental tour of the
station. There's so many.
Walk in the front door, and who do you see? And
I'll write them down.
Colette?
On back the...
You want Colette?
I don't think Colette's available, is she?
Let me see. I have an employee list. Chris Ann. Would you like Chris Ann? Okay, that means yes. Let me see. What about...
I wrote down a few names for you, Don.
Julie Aurora, knock it off.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, now. She's got that sultry look.
Hey, now. Mm-hmm.
What about Jessica? Is Jessica married?
I think she's single. I think she's single.
Is Jessica the girl with the Ferengi nose?
She hates it when you say that.
But that's my other way of identifying her.
She's very attractive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jessica. So you like her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let me see.
How many are we counting? Are we counting the numbers here? How
about J.O. Joan? She married?
I think so, yes. Yeah. Very happily.
Because she's off the market.
What about... she swings.
Rob, that's your fantasy, Rob.
Oh, yeah. What about Michelle?
Uh-huh.
That would be a yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Monique?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nicolette?
Check.
Does she still work here?
No.
She doesn't work here anymore, Don.
It's too bad.
What about Rita?
Uh-huh.
She's married.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. Let me see. I don't think Stacy's married. Is Stacy married this week?
I don't think so.
How about Stacy?
How about?
All right, Wendell.
Mm-hmm. You know, are you just being polite? Are you just going to say yes to every woman who I throw out?
I'll say yes to every woman that throws herself at
me. Tammy?
It's the number isn't five because of lack of effort.
Okay, so obviously Tammy.
Oh, yeah, because Tammy's lovely. Yeah.
You know what? Wendell's being very candid here, and I think Wendell's a realist.
He is.
He's being a realist about
this. Well, then I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 women on this staff that Wendell would like to bang.
Right.
And they've all got staff lists. They can find me.
And at least they don't have staff infections.
So, ladies.
Bada bang.
Ladies,
come on down.
Those women are Chris Ann, Jessica, Michelle, Monique, Nicolette, Stacy, or Tammy.
And they are all high-fiving each other right now.
Wendell would like to bone you.
I believe Tammy is seriously spoken for, though.
Well, she's not a ring on her finger, Mike.
I understand this. I just think she's seriously spoken for. Just, you know, just before Wendell goes, you know, in there wagging his tongue like a
please,
basset.
I'm not about to tour the building taking orders or anything.
I think it's nice enough. And I bet those ladies are high-fiving one another right now.
Wendell, in theory only, would you ask where you eat?
I beg your pardon?
Would you have a relationship with somebody you worked with?
Oh. That is... that's screwed a lot of people.
The introspective Wendell. You know, and so when you said you perverted it, when you had that one-night stand, this is the sensitive Wendell.
It was. It was perverse to begin with.
Wendell Hall is the NRA. They should have had you in those new stupid commercials with Charlton Heston.
Wendell, and have we done an inventory of your firearms, your current firearms? What do you have at home now? What is in your possession? Oh. And please, you can just tell us the ones that are legal. They're not the bazookas that you have. You know, the bazookas that are like built into your wall that you can assemble.
The grenades.
When it finally becomes
just a modest collection, just a pump gun, a pump shotgun, a couple of handguns, and a lever action carbine.
Just nothing special. I like the way you threw that lever action carbine there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
Why do you need a pump shotgun?
Well, it's good for trap. I've shot skeet with it. Not so good. Well, I'm not so good in the first place.
Right.
But
what's the lever gun that you were talking about?
Oh, it's like the cowboy rifles with the lever action. You pull the trigger guard down. And
it's such a fag when it comes to guns. I don't know anything
about
guns.
Rifleman.
Think about your old Western movies. Okay. This is the sort of thing that they'd have jammed into the holster of the saddle.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's right.
So what's the total number of firearms in your home?
Depending on whether you count the pellet gun, 5 or 6.
It's a pellet gun. And if an intruder were to come into your home, what would you use to defend your home? What would be your weapon of choice?
Probably the first thing that would go flying his way would be some of the 357, some of the MagSafe frangible 357s. They're pre-fragmented so that they won't go through wallboard and kill the neighbors.
Oh, that's good. That's very thoughtful.
If that doesn't do the trick, then there's the solid rounds of jacketed hollow points, the 45s, and on up to the 12-gauge slugs, which will knock them through the neighbor's wall.
He's talking about his ammunition now.
Just painting a beautiful picture right now. Thank you, Wendell. Thank you for your honesty.
Wendell Hall
with the sex quiz, everybody.
Wendell, that's a damn fine segment right there.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Kindly.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Wendell.
My pleasure.
You'll be logged for posterity on that. Wendell, welcome addition to the crew here.
It sure is.
Love talking to Wendell.
Mm-hmm. Scariest engineer we ever had, I swear to God.
I even like him when he gets mad at us. You know, when he gets mad, he like takes his Jeep and just peels out of the parking lot.
What about when he gets all sullen and he sits outside and just smokes?
Out there just looking at the street.
Tick, 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 tick.
And when he wears his sunglasses inside, even when it's like cloudy and stuff.
Absolutely.
His mirrored sunglasses.
But you know, in a roundabout way, I do believe Wendell is a friend of this show.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a friend of this show. I think
until we cross him one too many times.
I think if he, you know, if somebody ever pushed him over, I think he might let us live.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
I had to sit through, unfortunately, yesterday I tried to call your show for the first time. I sat through a moron berating your wife, Frida, mispronouncing and berating her. And then today, this idiot that wouldn't meet you up to the match to fight you.
Right.
This is a true pussy. I'm a cop in D.C. It's one of the reasons why I called. And I would gladly find this guy and indicate to him that I've called over tougher people than him just to get into a fight.
Listen to this, a man in blue that's
love that.
Supporting our cause. I think Thank that you. Also deserves a round of applause.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
For those who serve.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear. Amen.
For those who serve. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You okay, Rob?
Hola.
Rob's having a tuberculosis attack back there in the studio.
Hello there, Don and Mike. Up now.
Wasn't nice.
I don't know what's wrong with these phones.
Wendell put the whammy on before he left?
No, he didn't touch anything.
I just want to make sure.
Wendell didn't do anything.
I want to make sure it doesn't go through the drywall.
Wendell did nothing.
So I don't want to kill the neighbors, you know, trying to get the intruder.
I think we had another girl for Stirred Trivia, but the line just crabbed out. So if you get her back online, we'll be more than glad to talk to her.
Well, that'll be great.
I'd just like to point out that, Wendell, that is Mike that's doing the impression of you right now.
That's fine. If he doesn't mind it, I don't. Whatever. Be fine. Five.
That's Mike.
Five.
It's Mike you should
five.
Be firing at tonight. It's Mike you should be sitting outside on a corner smoking and thinking about killing.
He knows I like him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, that police officer that just called, if you run that tape back, that sure does sound like old Steve that didn't show up today.
No way.
No.
Oh,
no, not the same guy.
No. That was definitely a Connecticut accent.
Thank you for reminding me, though. Thank you. We got to call that guy again.
But I don't think that was a Connecticut accent.
No, you know, we were talking in the office. I thought it was like a Vermont accent.
It was
accent.
A Massachusetts accent. Or, you know, it could even be like a Brooklyn accent.
Well, I thought it was a New York accent.
Yeah, I thought it could have been a New York or a Massachusetts, South Boston type.
The guy lives in Maryland. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have a question. What does Wendell look like? Because he sounds really, like, fat and short.
No, Wendell is a,
he's stocky. He's not short.
He has a big walrus-like mustache.
Yeah, Wendell could be, really, you could put Wendell in a cowboy hat, put him on a horse, and he could ride right into a Western. Mm-hmm. He is the most Western-looking guy I've ever seen.
Wendell's, like, fat like I am. I bet he weighs, like, about 200 pounds. And he's probably not pretty in a bathing suit like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely has, he's got the Vish bags under his eyes.
Yeah, he looks tired today, but...
He does have the squinty eyes, even when he's not tired. He has the eyes of a killer.
And he's average height. He's not short by any stretch of the imagination.
Bushy hair
mm-hmm.
and a big walrusy type mustache.
That's right, and it kind of looks like this a lot of the time with his eyes. Just that's the way it'll be, and I'll fix it right there for you. And then you got Dan Ryson, who talks like this. And so they probably have a conversation. Well, what are you doing? Well, I'm just going to book on the thing. Well, that's great. Okay, I'll
our engineering staff. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Mike again, the cop. I don't know, did we get disconnected or did I get canned?
No, we actually gave you your props and then let you go.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to offer you guys something. And no, I'm not a fake or Steve or some other guy. I'm from New York. But I live down in D.C. I wanted to offer you guys a ride-along.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that is tempting.
That is fun.
Matter of fact, not creeping you out. This is the first time I called the show. I didn't meet Mike once. I used to work part-time at a tobacco shop.
no need to give it any plugs, but Michael mail ordered a piece of crap humidor. I don't know if you remember, but you brought it back in, and I didn't recognize you by face, but by your credit card. And then I hooked you up with a bunch of cigars and sent you on your way.
Bye-bye.
I'm frightened.
Bye-bye.
I'm frightened.
Bye-bye.
Hello. I like you, sir. I like you a lot.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to talk to Don about his description of Wendell.
I'm here. Turn your radio down, please.
I like you a lot. Don and Mike show.
Please, for the love of God, turn the radio to the left.
Don. Okay, sorry.
God, to the left. That's the worst violation we've had.
I know. I'm sorry. I had the window up. I mean, window down. I'm sorry.
No, your radio was up.
Yeah, and the window was down. That's why I had it up so high. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I want to talk to Don about his description. Wendell Hall, Christ, it sounds like he just described Tex Cobb.
Tex Cobb or Ty Cobb?
Tex Cobb.
Oh, you mean the boxer Tex Cobb.
Yeah, geez, he's bushy hair and mustache.
I just got that movie Cobb on the brain because I was watching that.
With Tommy Lee Jones because that's on HBO like every hour now.
Yeah, I was watching that last night.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Somebody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you guys that yesterday you were talking about how when you're on vacation and stuff, how the tapes run over and cut off in the middle and stuff.
Yeah, sorry.
That happens all the time when you guys are on vacation.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, how come you're not playing strip trivia?
Excuse me?
How come you're not playing strip trivia?
Well, no, I'm too old for that.
Well, I don't think you are.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
All right, that's 36. Not too old.
Kirby,
well,
that
is when you got three kids.
I'm going to tell you, if Buzz had sex with you, Buzz would be considered a pedophile. Buzz is so old.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, Buzz. I said I would put a moratorium on those, and I
no,
shall.
No, that's fine.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. That's time.
Okay,
not going to beg. Not going to beg for strip trivia.
No. We ain't too proud to beg sometimes, but not today. We're too proud to beg.
No, we're not playing for another 2 days.
Right, and we've got, what, three women already?
Yes, three women already.
For a trip to Japan.
Tokyo, Japan. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I want a deep-fried prostate.
Who doesn't? Thank you.
That's an interesting offer.
Thank you. Listen, let's do a break here. Hold on. We got one more call. Hello?
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Tom.
Tom Gavin.
Not today, Tom. Hello, Ernie.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike.
Hi, Ernie.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Not too much.
What can we do for you, Ernie?
Hey, I was calling to about that guy, Steve, that called down there and yesterday, and then he called and backed out today.
Yes, we'll take care of him.
All right, well, him being a former Marine and myself being a former Marine and all, I'm willing to come down there and get my hair cut, save face for us former Marines.
Wow. Well, you know, that's
a pretty stand-up.
That is a bold move, but I will tell you now that we think nothing less of the United States Marines just because Stephen Griffith is a gigantic two-faced pussy.
Yeah, I tell you, you are a true stand-up guy, though, for coming in to stand up for him. That's pretty intense.
Thank you, my friend. I'll just tell you this. If you were in combat with this guy, I would pray to God that Stephen Griffith didn't have your back.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a good thing.
You would turn around and Charlie would be there. Dot, 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 eat my Luger.
That's after he gave all the secrets to the enemy, gave all the maps and everything. And
some Nazi would be behind you.
Meanwhile, Steve be over there, you know, on the radio, stealing the radio, running into the woods, giving the Nazis all the coordinates.
You turn around, you go, you're a Nazi. And he go, yes, I am. Stephen Griffith.
Got kicked out, too.
Stephen Griffith told me exactly where you were. Now, eat my Luger.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Thank you, Ernie.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yes, go Marines.
All right.
We're all for the Marines on this show.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. We're great, thank you.
Hello. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I know. I was just calling because the strip TV is on Thursday.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. Do you want to play?
Yes, I want to play.
Yes, she wants to play.
That's great. Have you always wanted to?
Oh, always.
She wants
definitely
to play. Oh, we won again. What is your name?
My name is Pauline.
Pauline, where are you calling from?
From Georgetown.
Pauline, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27, beautiful. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told quite often I resemble Raquel Darien.
Who, honey?
Raquel Darien, the porn star.
Any porn star is fine for us. Are you a porn aficionado?
I would say I was definitely an amateur by choice.
Really?
So,
really? Nice. Come on down. We'll see you Thursday.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, that would be four girls.
Wow, the perils of Pauline.
For the biggest strip trivia ever, which is coming on Thursday. The free strip to Japan. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Hey, I was thinking we need to have some other more girls stir the soup since the strip trivia is not going so great.
The strip trivia is going great. We're getting we're doing it on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, I think more soup stirs.
Yeah, you just want more soup to be stirred.
That's true.
Anytime a girl...
Once a day, maybe there should be a soup stirring competition.
Soup of the day.
And maybe it could be at the same time of the day that you lay out your beach towel and get your Jergens hand lotion.
You never know.
Okay, right.
Call anytime, Johnny Turgid.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Johnny J.O. That's Jack, one of the off boys.
There he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Don, how you doing?
Hey.
Mike, would you say that Wendell looks like Craig Stadler?
No, he's not that fat.
No, but he has that walrusy type of...
He's definitely got a walrusy type of mustache. He's got the old West kind of mustache, but he doesn't... he's not fat like Craig Stadler.
Is he balding?
He's thin on top, but it's kind of like... Now, that's not... No, Wendell's actually got a pretty good head of hair, doesn't he?
He's losing
Is he losing it up on
he's
top?
He's a little thin on top.
But he's got... It's, you know, shaggy.
Okay.
But it's not a comb-over job yet.
It's just bushy.
It's bushy.
It's like Nutty Professor hair.
Okay, can I tell the truth, sir?
Yes.
He's gorgeous.
Gorgeous, beautiful.
There you go.
The handsome man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He's like George Reeves.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember him? TV's Superman?
Yeah. TV's tragic Superman.
Killed himself? Because the poor son of a bitch couldn't go anywhere without someone saying to him, "You're Superman"?
Wendell will never do that.
No. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. You know, old Dean Cain. When's something going to happen to him?
I don't know.
Because you know
that
the first guy killed himself. Right. The second guy got thrown off a horse, can't walk, has to drink through a straw now.
It's a long-term curse of the Superman. it's pretty significant, too, you know, that you've got the Superman, so do that.
Dean Cain's curse is that his new series is on TBS.
Yes, TBS. Good engineering stuff over TBS.
You like it?
I should do.
Does Dan like it?
No. Absolutely.
What happened in your last relationship, Wendell?
Yeah, it just didn't go well. It was perverted. It was perverse.
That was it. It ended perversely.
Yes.
Okay. Where are the touchstones? It's time for the 100th caller.
Excellent.
We're trying to give away $500 right now with the secret sound.
Give away, gentlemen.
Call Bloody Bath, Toya Swallow. They're standing by at 877-365-3636.
I'm going to go out and look at the street.
Huzzah! The Don and Mike Show.
Remind me, I want to talk about that white trash lottery right after we do our caller 100 now. All right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Am I caller 100 or what?
Yes, or what? Right.
What's that?
Yes, affirmative.
Oh, right on.
Right on. What is your name?
My name is Joe.
Joe, where are you calling from?
From Reno, Nevada, Cape Play 1270.
Beautiful. Joe, you've won the Playboy TV prize pack.
Excellent.
Courtesy of Cox Communications. Don't miss the special Playboy 99-cent discount this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that from Cox Cable. Now... Are you ready to go for $500?
Sure thing.
Secret sound number two. Do you think you have an idea?
I have no clue.
No clue?
Hmm. No.
So you're just going to take a stab in the dark?
Why not?
All right, we'll play the sound now. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Goulet all the way. And of course, as always, we wish you...
Yes.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Yes, I don't mean good stool. I mean
good speed.
Although we also do wish you good stools.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes!
Now that was enthusiastic.
Yes, I felt like that.
Enthusiastic. What is the sound?
The sound is the deadbolt locking on my front door.
Sorry.
No, thank you. Don't forget every guest is a clue.
For you.
Clue for you.
That was, you know, he didn't know. He took a stab at it. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was one of the sounds that we had used last year.
Yeah, that's true.
We did the secret sound, the deadbolt locking on a door.
Yeah, I take that back. It was a bad guess.
Very bad guess. listen, about this white trash lotto.
Yeah, I got tickets.
Do you really?
I think my wife bought some.
Okay. Here's my question. And I know that some genius out there can tell me this.
Right.
First, I need to know, how many numbers? Is it five numbers?
I'm not sure, but I wanted to say this, Don, that if I were to win a portion of what I want, I would give to charity, because I make a very good living on the radio, and I just want everyone to know that if I were to win the $325 million...
350 now.
What's that?
It's up to 350.
I wanted to let you know that if I were to win the $350 million, a portion of my winnings, I would give to charity.
Thank you, Matt Lauer.
Thank you very much. And I'd have some T-shirts printed up, too. Where in the world is Mike?
Yeah, those are the T-shirts we'd really have, because you'd be out of here, right? You know, like, that prick Matt Lauer, they do this awful thing on the Today Show, where they send him all over the world. And like, who gives a rat's ass if he's broadcasting from Zimbabwe?
Yeah, I didn't see when he broadcast from Iceland. I wish I'd seen it.
Oh, it was exciting, Mike.
Was he around? Did he have any of the hotties? Because I always think of Iceland as, you know, those hot-looking women. Were there any hotties around?
No, they're on these old bags in these outdoor spas, these natural spas.
Okay.
So anyway, it's something they do for the ratings, and obviously, you know, stupid people like me watch it on the Today Show to see where he's going to be. So he gets back, and he announces today on the Today Show, this morning, he says, listen, I've got some great news, Katie. He says, see this T-shirt? This is a Where in the World is Matt Lauer T-shirt.
Yes.
We're selling these, and you can also get a video cassette of my highlights from this.
Right. Wow.
He says, now, I want you to know that my mother died of, or is sick, or whatever.
Okay.
Some ailment. Something that his mom is sick or is dead.
All right.
And then he says, and because of that, 50% of all of the proceeds will go to benefit this charity in my mother's name.
Doesn't that always sound so cheesy?
Doesn't that sound as cheesy as it gets? I'm watching this and I'm thinking, you know, okay, Matt Lauer, they've whored you out and they've made you hawk these T-shirts. And I understand that he probably went into them and said, listen, how about, you know, give the money to my mom's charity. But at the point when NBC comes to you and says, okay, 50% for your dead mother,
right,
and 50% back into our pockets, that's when Matt Lauer says to them, well, then F you. I mean, right. that's how it should work.
Yeah, it's one thing to do the piece where in the world, which is, you know, a little jive to start with.
Sure.
It's another thing to get up there, because it just sounds like crap when they say 50%.
And I mean, don't they make
enough money? Don't they make enough money off of their other endeavors?
Yes. You know, he's bringing his mom into it. And, yeah. You know, someone will have to call and give me the facts. As usual, I'm spouting off here without all the facts. But I know that...
Well, anytime they're going to give you getting portions to charity, I always get a little suspect.
Either his mom is dead or she's suffering from something and she's somehow involved
right.
in this charity.
Mm-hmm.
And it just cheesed it up so much when he said, and 50% of this money will be going to my mom's charity.
Yeah, and now and it's 50% of the profits.
Yes. Right?
That's after expenses.
Right.
Yes, right.
You know, after the cost of the T-shirts
right.
and the videotapes.
Jesus Christ.
We've sold T-shirts and we have sold videotapes.
We have.
We know how much that costs.
And I'll tell you how much we gave to charity. Dick. We gave Dick.
Because it's better not to do anything. That's not true. I shouldn't say that. No, I mean, whatever.
No, you can say it.
It just sounds, it always sounds cheesy to me, especially...
A portion of the proceeds will go to charity.
Yeah, you're talking about the Today Show with advertising revenues, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
And then they, you know, why not give the whole thing to charity? I don't, I mean, why, you're selling T-shirts anyway.
Well, first off, you know, and we should, when we go back to New York, if we ever go back, if they ever get the telephone lines fixed,
right.
we ever go back to NAW to start doing the show up there again, one day we should go to the NBC building, and you should see the way that they whore people out of the NBC store.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get done with the tour of NBC, it's like a goddamn Best Buy
mm-hmm.
where you can get everything, coffee mugs, hats, T-shirts.
Did you go in there?
Belt buckles, yes. Everything that says NBC on it. I didn't buy anything.
The CBS store sucks.
Does it really?
It does. The one right next to the theater, Letterman's Theater, the Ed Sullivan Theater. The one I saw, it wasn't that good. It was so crowded and cramped, I didn't even bother going in there. I wanted to, though.
I disagree. I think that store is wonderful. And I think they should change the name to Carmi's Boutique.
Absolutely.
Named after the CBS hawk.
I would have gone in if Carmi was on there. And if they had
a
little replica Carmi, a little stuffed replica Carmi in there.
All right, so listen, hold on. I'm getting off topic here with
yes.
this Matt Lauer crap. So it's six numbers, Buzz?
Six numbers.
Okay. Here's what I want to know.
All right.
The jackpot is now up to $350 million.
Right. So six numbers of what? It has to be, what, 1 to 40?
Is that the number? I believe so. I'm not sure how this is broken down. This is where I have a question.
So
six
numbers, 1 to 40. So you
with a bigger brain than me.
Yes.
If you found a real rich guy, like a Bill Gates type guy, how many combinations of numbers were there? Well, wait, just hold on.
I know what you're saying. I'm ahead of the game. How many combinations of numbers would there be
where you would play every possible combination, and if it costs a dollar a ticket, would it cost you less than $350 million to play every possible combination to guarantee that you would at least win a share of the money? Yes, brains.
There are 4,096,000,000 combinations. So,
all right, well, that answers the question.
And also, one of them, it's going to be messed up because the Powerball or whatever the golden ball is.
The golden ball. Ooh, baby.
I believe that's another independent thing. And you see, the other numbers you can have in any order, but
so that
that's the number
question.
That has
right.
to be.
You have to drop $4 billion to make $350
right.
million.
Okay, forget it, though. All right, never mind. And incidentally, lest you think that Rob is really that smart, he's doing that with a calculator.
He's got a calculator.
I mean, I'll tell you this, he's good on useless facts about Petticoat Junction, but like with math and junk, he has to use a calculator.
With that said, though, you do have people that win these things on many occasions that have, you know, increased the odds by buying a whole bunch of them.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, I was calling because I had heard the conversation with Wendell.
Yes.
And he just sounded kind of cute, and I just was interested in...
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, get Wendell.
Baby. Oh, you're making his day right now. You're making his day right now.
Wendell's got a lady on the line.
Here we go.
Yeah, he just sounded really... I've never done this before, but he just sounded really, really
cute. Sure you haven't.
I'm sorry?
I'm sure you haven't. Would you like to meet Wendell for a date?
Sure.
Sure.
Wow. Fantastic. Did I hear some kids in the background there?
Yes.
You're a single parent?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I bet Wendell'd love an instant family.
Mm-hmm. How many have you squeezed out, honey?
I squeezed two.
Two.
Are you recently divorced?
Yes.
Are they both from the same man?
Yes.
Okay. How old are they?
Almost two and almost five.
Oh, that's a drag.
Two and five.
That's too bad. So you're dealing with a lot of, you're having kind of a tough go of it, I would imagine.
Yeah, but it's not too bad.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Elizabeth Shue with red hair.
Wow. Oh. And what is it that you found so intoxicating about?
Look at him coming in.
He's
here
smiling and all.
He is absolutely beaming.
I have not seen him smiling like this since he was thinking about shooting one of his neighbors. Hello, Wendell.
Did she say she was a redhead?
Yeah.
Yes, she's a redhead.
Yeah.
Do you like redheads, Wendell?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was it about Wendell that attracted you to him?
He just has such a sexy voice.
Wow.
Baby.
I love this. Well, Wendell, if you would like to go in the other room and take line three off the air, we'll pay for your dinner.
Yeah, we'll, cool. We'll pay for your date. You'll have a nice date.
We'll expense it as long as you tell us everything that happened.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
No problem.
All right, in a moment, ma'am, you will have the distinct privilege of speaking with Wendell Hall live and in person.
Can you offer Wendell some type of sex on the first date for sure?
I don't know about that.
About hand release? That's the same thing that I ask all of Charlie Stossel's girls.
Do you think Wendell's at that point? Yeah, probably. Yeah, he's probably at that point. But he's not. Wendell's not nearly as angry as Charlie Stossel
when it comes to
frustration.
Not as angry, not as desperate.
And he also probably just having companionship for an evening might be nice.
Do you like guns?
I'm not against them. I don't know how to. I mean, I know how to shoot, but I don't own any.
Wow. How do you feel about a heavy smoker living in the house?
I smoke too, so.
Oh my God.
Dream girl.
Wow.
Dream girl. Hold on, please.
Well,
hold
I hope
on.
He doesn't mind a fair-skinned, long-haired redhead.
I don't think he'll mind.
He's bursting out of his jeans right now.
Oh, boy.
Hold on, please. And, honey, is it menthol or regular for you?
Regular.
He's regular, too.
I don't smoke that much, but...
Hold on.
He has a problem with it.
Hold on, please.
He was beaming when he came in.
He
here.
Was really, really wow. happy. He
I have
really
a good was. Feeling about this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Jim calling from Germany.
Yes, Jim from Germany.
I heard rumor has it somebody called me or actually sent me an email said you guys were ripping off my Gilbert Narliak.
Well, you know, someone is trying to do some type of behind-the-scenes crap with us.
Yeah, and it's not going to wash.
Ain't going
to
work.
Trying to get that name on the radio. Screw it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I'm calling for strip trivia.
Oh, yes. Now, how come I wasn't immediately told so I could put you right to the top of the stack? I would have talked to you before we talked to Wendell's girlfriend.
Interchangeable.
I was already thinking Charlie Stossel.
Stossel. It's nice to have another guy to work for, you know, instead of Charlie Stossel.
To pimp for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet Wendell gets some of that.
They just sound, you know, everything we brought up to her, the cigarette smoking, the guns, everything sounds fine. And Wendell's fine, you know, he knew that she was a single parent of two, and Wendell was beaming.
I'm fine with that. Listen, what's your name, my dear?
Claudia.
Claudia, where are you calling from?
Fairfax.
Claudia, how old are you?
31.
That's all right. What do you do?
I work for the government.
That's okay. And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Joe from The Fact of Life.
Joe, now, who is that?
Joe's the...
Is that Nancy McKeon?
Yes, Nancy McKeon.
Nancy McKeon, all right, you know what? That doesn't set off the alarm.
No, it doesn't.
Only the dreaded Christy McNichol sets off the alarm.
Yeah, and then you could have said Mindy Cohn from The Facts of Life.
Which would have been worse.
Or Charlotte Ray.
No.
Hey. All right, thank you. Hold on, please. We will see you on Thursday.
Will do.
Beautiful. Hold on, please.
Forgot that Buzz still has his Charlotte Ray poster.
Yeah. For our biggest ever strip trivia, when we give away the free trip to Tokyo, Japan, to the big winner.
That's right.
Thursday strip trivia. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, John Kim, how are you?
Hello, John Kim.
I need some help, man. I got a letter in the mail for a nudist camp, and they say I can't go by myself. I want you to hook me up with someone.
You got a letter in the mail, which is soliciting you to attend a nude summer?
No, actually, I got them to send me the information, but they said that I can't go unless I take somebody, and I need somebody to go with.
Is it something you found on the net?
I was just looking in the phone book and I found it.
You know, John, I'll tell you, if that date doesn't work out, you can maybe take Wendell.
John, was it a woman you want to be hooked up with?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Listen, I don't think we have a tough enough time getting guys regular dates on this show.
Absolutely.
Much less some girl to go with you to a nude colony.
Oh, you see me. You know how buff and good-looking I am.
I'm buff and good-looking.
John Kim. Who is John Kim?
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, John Kim? Are you the guy that was in the front row at our Las Vegas? Oh, God.
Are you the guy with the big buck teeth?
No.
The absolute all-time best Asian stereotype I've ever seen?
Yes.
That's you?
There are two Asian guys.
With the big Coke bottle glasses?
That's me.
That's it. You're the fatter of the two of them, right?
See, I look like Bruce Lee if I was a little shorter and thinner and my face was...
All right.
John Kim naked on a summer vacation.
All right. John, leave your information with Bloody Beth.
All right.
And if any women call, because we know it's you,
right,
I promise we'll try to hook you up.
You know I'm the man,
If there are any women who would like to go to a nudist colony with John Kim...
John Kim. John, what do you prefer? Do you prefer Asian hotties?
It doesn't matter. I prefer the corpulent woman.
The corpulent? You like a fat girl?
Yes.
Wow. Hey, how about that? You've just widened your possibilities.
No pun intended.
Is that an Asian thing? Do you think Asian guys like fat chicks?
Not really, and I'm not the typical Asian after I get my clothes off, you know. I'm not smally.
Oh, really? So you're well endowed?
When I'm erect, but when I'm flaccid, you know.
Okay, hold on, John.
A little more information than we needed from John.
When you ask. Thank you, Chinaman.
When I'm erect.
Thank you. Hello. He should have said when I'm elect. When I'm elect.
Oh, God.
When I'm frassed.
John Kim.
When I'm elect.
Little John.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
I was wondering if you know, you were talking about cornering the market on that lottery.
Yes, the white trash lottery. I'm thinking about playing it myself.
Yeah, you know, a few years ago, in the Virginia lottery got up there. I forgot the amount, but an Australian firm did what you were talking about. They got a bunch of investors, and they basically went out and bought every combination. But they fell like a million short, but they still won it anyway.
Okay, thank you. It was a lovely story.
Also, Robbie's odds, I don't know what calculator he's using, but it's like 76 million.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, I thought it was a very lovely story.
Lovely.
And you tell it so well.
Right, with such
enthusiasm.
All right, so he says the odds are 1 in 76 million.
And Rob said they were 1 in 4 billion.
Rob, what do you think about it? I mean, I thought I heard that. Like, don't they have to say odds of winning 1 in... Don't they have to come out, like, on the ads and say what the odds are?
I think so, but it really should just be a matter of 40 times 39 times... 38 times 37 times 36 times 35. Because it's
hey, Professor Backwards, slow down.
You really are.
Buzz, do you have the story there?
You just became king of the nerds.
Yeah, the story we did said 1 in 76 million also.
I thought you had that on your news, Buzz.
Yeah, but I don't think that can be.
How would you, what type of equation would you do?
I just want to say something here. We're running the risk right now of ratings cancer.
I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
That's all right. I'm intrigued by it also.
I was just wondering what formula you would have to come up with to get 1 in 76 million, Professor.
Well, the way I was doing it, there's obviously 40 balls, right?
Yes.
And so everyone is a chance. Well, the first one, everyone has an equal chance, so it's 1 in 40. Then there's 39 balls left.
Can I go on record here and say, and I say go on record, I haven't said in a long time, saying this is the guy that kind of six-packed it through Virginia Commonwealth University, too.
Kind of.
Yeah, just, I mean, you kind of.
I really got an A in statistics, though.
Did you really?
An honest, okay. Flat right. square okay. honest day.
Right, flat okay. square honest day.
And I worked real hard. but then it should be 40, and then there's 39 left, so 1 in 39, 40 times 39. Then there's 38 left, 1 in 38.
You know math better than I do. You're more focused with.
This is like when I was in high school. This is exactly where I would just tune out.
Now, I was estimating before, but I did that. I did it the long way, and it's still 2.7 million, 1,000 million to 1.
1,000 million.
Okay, thank you.
I must be.
Why would they say 1 in 76 million?
That's how they get you. That's why they make you want to buy the ticket.
Odds of winning 1 in 76 million.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Because it sounds better than chances of winning 1 in 4 billion. But you know what? I've seen that number also.
Yes.
The 76 million.
I don't know how they get it then. I don't know how they arrive at the, if I was just assuming it was.
But I mean, if it was 1 in 76 million, I just confirmed it. Then you go up and you buy
$76 million worth of tickets.
And your payoff is $350 million.
Right, and you quadruple five times your investment. Rob, go get me $76 million worth of tickets.
I'm going to right need now. Your card. I'm
you
going
know,
to
right
need
now,
your credit card.
I guarantee you there's someone in our listening audience because these are the biggest bunch of idiots because there's going to
Apple, I don't care.
There's going to be an explanation that we've all missed, I think, because we're not paying enough attention.
And I am taking into account the fact that even if you bought 76 million tickets, that there's a chance that other people would hit on the money, too, which means that you would have to split it 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe up to 20 different ways.
Well, what you'd do is you'd have numbers that are shut out. Because what you do is you...
Shout out.
You'd have numbers that would be shut out because that of all the numbers that have already been purchased, you'd only be able to get the ones that were left. Right. You wouldn't be able to buy every combination.
No, so I think you can.
I think you can go buy... It's like if your favorite numbers are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40...
Right.
When you go to 7-Eleven to buy your ticket, the guy doesn't say to you, oh, somebody's already bought that combination.
Well, then why?
That's how come they split it sometimes.
Then why wouldn't someone do it every time? Why wouldn't some rich person do it every time?
Think of the storage. I don't know.
I mean,
really, if
I offer that, that was my original thought.
If it's that easy, how come it's just not done every single time?
How come some rich guy doesn't get a guy with a computer program to say, the numbers are between 1 and 40?
I know there are people right now, some people that are just pounding on the desk.
Give me every Give me every combination, and
I don't
buy
think it's
me the
that
tickets.
Easy. I don't think it's that easy.
Oh, sure it is.
There's no way.
No, I'm positive it is. Hello, Damon.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Robbie is actually partially right. You take whatever, I don't know if it's 40 balls, but whatever it is times that, but you got to divide his number times the proper ways you can have that, times 5, times 4.
Well, then why can they get away with saying 1 in 76 million?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
They're controlled by very strict laws.
Hey, turn down the radio.
Turn down the radio. Hello.
You don't have to get all the balls. You can just get 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's right. Now, that's true. If you get, like, 4 of the balls, you win a cash prize.
Right.
If you get all of the money.
Oh, you know what it is? Odds of winning anything.
Yes!
Odds of winning, like, $1 are 1 in 76 million. Odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in, like, that billion thing that Rob came. That's what it is. You could pay $76 million to guarantee yourself that you would win cash,
okay.
But it would be a minuscule amount of
cash.
Well,
that's a good bet.
That's a horrible bet.
No, that's an excellent bet.
It's a foolish bet.
If I had $76 million, I would go out and buy $76 million with a lottery ticket.
You'd win a dollar. You'd guarantee yourself like the $200 prize.
Win a dollar. Hello.
Hey, guys. It's like the scratch games. It's like 1 in 5, you're a winner. It doesn't mean you're going to win the $5,000. It means you're going to win like maybe $2.
There you go.
It means you're going to win a portion of that.
So you were right, Rob.
Yeah. How about that?
Go VCU Education.
How about that? Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Okay, I can explain this very simply.
I think we've already figured it out.
Yeah, yeah, the one in 76 million are your odds of winning anything.
Right. If you have one in three people have AIDS, that doesn't mean three people standing in that room with you have AIDS. That one of you has AIDS.
No, you don't need to bring that into it.
Thanks for bringing it down to the AIDS level so Mike and I could understand it.
We appreciate
it.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Mm. You know, whenever we get confused about anything, we just say, listen, talk to us about AIDS.
Then you know, it'll make it real for us.
Then we'll understand it.
My God. What's wrong with people?
Hello. But wait a minute. You're telling me it will take me 28 minutes to get to D.C. from here? What if I had AIDS?
There you go. Yeah, always AIDS.
Hello, Don and Mike show. The hippie.
Always the hippie.
One in 76 million.
And then you take 76 million and you multiply that, right, Rob?
That is equal to the chances of John Kim finding a big fatty to go with him to the nude colony.
Ah, but he's very well endowed when he's erect.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hello, you're on the air.
There is a company in Virginia that actually purchases all the lottery tickets. They do this whenever the jackpot gets above $12 million. They did a report on the, I'm in Potomac, Maryland, so they did a report on the Channel 9 News, which is the local CBS station. And
thanks for that bulletin.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd let you know. But I saw a report, and I don't know if they actually shut it down or not, but they do that every time the jackpot gets above $12 million. The problem is that there's not enough time in the day to purchase every ticket to get every number combination, so they don't always get all the numbers.
Yeah, but to get every combination, you'd need to get 4 billion tickets.
Exactly. That's why they...
But they don't do that. They don't put a $4 billion investment in there.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 I mean, really?
I mean, maybe they do. Maybe it's dumbass.com. One of those brand new tech businesses that's opened up out
there.
They
invest $4 billion and they go, we won the $350 million.
SamHuff.com.
Hey, this is great.
This is Sam Huff. Hello.
Hello.
SunnySam.com.
Sam, we won.
Hello.
Hello.
Come on, I'm tired of saying hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, the one thing you haven't talked about is to print out that many numbers, they don't give you enough time even in between the games, even if it was 76 million. You'd need hundreds of people to stand in line.
Yes, you would. That's why you'd have to have a real rich guy like Bill Gates who has millions of people working for him.
So there's safeguards to prevent that from happening.
Unless you were super rich like Bill Gates. Which you could say, you know, hey, everybody that works for me in Seattle, take the day off today.
But still, to guarantee, to guarantee that you'd buy all the tickets, your investment, the payoff is not worth it.
Well, you got to feel lucky.
but if you drop, even if you win the maximum, you're in the hole.
No.
$4 billion minus $350 million.
Yes, if you buy $4 billion, yes, you would be. Yes,
but if you like put $10 million into it.
Yeah. But you could still come out a big winner.
And if you have his kind of money, I suppose
what
$10 million.
You know what? That's like he wipes his ass with that.
That's right.
That's nothing. $10 million is, it's not rags to Bill Gates.
I wonder what his odds if you buy. Here you go, calculator boy. If you buy 10 million lottery tickets, what your odds of winning the big prize are? One in what?
Less than one in 4 billion.
One in seven.
One in seven. How do you know that?
Well, because you're reducing it by the chances by that much.
I'm talking about the big prize.
Right.
Not cash, so it's not one in seven.
Not to win a prize, to win the 350.
The big money.
Big prize.
But
right.
You bought a billion chances?
Yeah. A million.
No, 10 million.
10 million, yes.
You buy 10 million chances.
Thank you. 10 million.
Because there's one in 76 million, so it's one in 7.6.
276 to one. Roughly, 260.
Those are not
one in 276.
To win the big money or just to win a prize?
To win the big money.
See, now that's, if you're a high roller like Bill Gates,
yeah,
that's not, those aren't bad odds. You say, I'm going to lay $10 million out, and I have a one in 276 chance of winning $300 million.
Yeah, but then do you have the chance of perhaps splitting it, too, or splitting it several ways? Because you know that everyone is buying tickets.
See, if you're as rich as Bill Gates, it doesn't matter.
He's lost that much in a single day on the stock market.
Give me Bill Gates' number. I'm serious. I really want to call him.
Those are not bad odds.
I really want to call Bill Gates. I swear I'm drop-dead serious. They say, buy some of these white trash lottery tickets. Put up $10 million, your chances of winning the $300 million are 1 in 275.
I think he'll go for it.
And if he was to double that amount, am I to assume that if I could get Bill Gates to spend $20 million, that his odds of winning would be roughly 140-1?
Yeah.
Of winning all the money?
Is that true?
If you bought twice his money, you could have
the odds. And if I get him to spend $30 million, his odds of winning are 70-1?
Roughly, yeah.
And if I get him to spend $40 million, his odds are 35-1? And then if I get him to spend $50 million, his odds are 17-1? And if I get him to spend $60 million, his odds are 8-1?
You're getting a little, you're getting a little Rain Man here.
Hold on, no. I'm good with math. Yeah, I lost my place. Damn you.
Yeah, okay. We know where you were going with that.
Right.
I don't think that's right.
Well, I'm going to try to sell it. I'm going to try to sell it to him.
I don't think it's right.
I'm going to try to call Bill Gates.
Because you can whittle that down. Of course, you get up to the... Say you put $150 million in.
Right. Then I'll tell Bill Gates, I guarantee you win the lottery. You're the big winner. You buy $150 million worth of tickets, you're going to win.
But Rob had already said that
Wait a minute. What about the new odds he just gave me?
The new odds are incorrect.
How could they be incorrect?
Your odds are of winning any money, not the big prize, because he was saying it's billions.
How did you just say, though, that if you put in $10 million, your odds are 276-1?
I think that's 276-1 to win the...
Because that
to
was
win cash.
Total odds divided by $10 million.
What is it? What's the Bill Gates odds if he spends $10 million? What's his odds of winning $350 million?
I thought the way I figured it, 277-1.
No, because
See?
That wouldn't because if you because
See?
You had said it's 1 in 4 billion,
but obviously it's not.
He's 1 in 4 billion.
See,
if you get a, I don't
if,
see
if you get a real billionaire on the phone,
you cannot do it. I don't think.
Sure you can. Sure you can. I got a plan now. You got me Bill Gates' number?
I
got
to do a break.
Rob doesn't have his number yet.
Because that way, if you got to like 100 million...
Then his odds would be roughly 3-1.
And then if you put 200 million in...
Then he guarantees he wins. I'm just going on the SPIWAC formula.
See, I don't think that's true.
I'm looking at a story from AP here that says 76 million-1 odds that a $1 ticket will have the winning numbers. The winning numbers.
See, there you go. So if it's 76 million to 1?
76 million to 1.
That you will win $350 million.
So if, with that logic, if you bought $76 million worth of lottery tickets...
Right, that's
you
like
would you would have a 100% chance of winning.
No. Going on the formula that Rob just came up with, if you spend $100 million, mm-hmm. your odds would be about 3-1.
3-1.
If you spend $200 million, your odds would be like 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spent 300, is it million or 1,000? God damn, I'm getting a headache.
I am getting a terrible headache.
Okay.
I think we're all... And I don't think any of us know for sure.
No.
No, we don't. That's
and I think that's how they
you
get
know what
you.
Else? Give me a number at a 7-Eleven. Okay. I'm afraid we're going to have to call Bill Gates and then call 7-Eleven.
Well, I think someone at 7-Eleven, I guarantee, will be able to help us with
okay.
this.
Okay, let's do a break. We will be right back. Here we go with the station break. And thank you for listening to the show in Mobile, Alabama on WABB and Fort Myers, Naples, Florida. WTLQ, Seattle, Washington, KRKO, Memphis, Tennessee, WWG, Q.
Kiss the bad part of their ass. Just kiss it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now go ahead and kiss it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah. Come
again. Why don't you tell them to take care of line number 4? Just tell them if there's a client on the phone on line number 4.
A client?
Yeah.
Wants
client
to discuss Lotto?
No. Client who's been all over the show recently.
Okay.
You know, just call them, I guess, for a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You got to pay for it.
Okay.
Okay. The client who sent a case of beans to us yesterday.
Very good.
Did you see the beans?
Yes. Very.
So you know which client it is.
Very cutting-edge client.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's why we have salespeople here.
That's right. We all scream for that call.
Please. Buy a schedule. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah. With the calculation that they were running that came up wrong with the odds, the problem was he wasn't taking into account you don't have to pick the numbers in order.
Okay, this is a guy who's going to tell us what we were doing wrong, yet he is not bright enough to figure out that he's talking to us.
Right.
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 Oh, I understand what he's saying, though. What Rob did was like doing all different combinations, when in fact, if you just get the numbers,
right,
you're
doesn't
all
matter if they draw it first, second,
all
or
right.
third.
Thank you. Okay. Now, having said all of that,
yes, which is more fodder as you move towards your offer to Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm. We're going to call Microsoft now.
Good. He's had a lot of tough times. I'm sure he wouldn't mind getting out of the business.
Microsoft, how can I help you?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
I don't want to go on the air. I'm
okay.
sorry.
Okay, well, I'll take your voice off the air. May I speak to Bill Gates, please?
Have you already established contact with him?
Hold on, please.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rob, pick him.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Have I established contact?
Tell her yes.
Hi, honey. Rob says hi, honey.
She was already gone. She never got to hear.
She
was already gone.
Oh,
you lost again.
Gone again.
All right, hold on a second.
All right, we're going to call her off the air.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we'll call her off the air. Be a little more formal this time, Rob. Or, Don, are you going to take
it? I'm going to do it.
Very good.
Yes, hello, Mr. Gates, please. My name is Aaron Spelling. I'm from Spelling Productions in California. This is regarding Beverly Hills 90210. Hello? One moment, thank you.
It's the voice and name that get doors to open.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. It doesn't matter that he's in a different business. It doesn't have to be the entertainment field. You're Aaron Spelling.
I am.
You're the love boat.
Get me Luke Perry in here now.
Stat.
ASAP. I don't care if Joan Collins is on the telephone. Tell Joan Collins I'm calling Mr. Gates back.
Aaron, are you a big lotto player?
I love the lotto. That's why I'm calling Mr. Gates.
Got an idea about the lotto.
Hello? I'm on hold, apparently.
Ah, very good.
You know, when you're just some stupid disc jockey calling, then it's, do you have an appointment? Does he know you?
But when you're Aaron Spelling, you get into that big Microsoft machine.
Mm-hmm. We're in the building now. If they don't pick up in a few seconds, I'll call back. Be very pissed.
Because you're Aaron Spelling, and you're not a man who's used to be being kept waiting.
This is Aaron Spelling. I'm in the Lombard lot.
The bungalow.
That's right. The Lombard bungalow.
That's right.
The Clark Gable trailer.
The Carol Lombard bungalow.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Aaron Spelling.
And I'm not getting anything.
Mm. All right, that's a callback. They should move faster. I mean, isn't that what their entire business is based on? Speed? Oh, boy. I tell you, there is nothing like keeping Aaron Spelling waiting. He does not take kindly to it.
Doesn't like it.
He's a very powerful entertainment mogul.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Yes, hello. For the last time, darling, this is Aaron Spelling. I'm calling you from Beverly Hills, California. I'm with Spelling Productions, Fox Television. I'm trying to call Mr. Gates. I don't have time to be put on hold. Please tell Mr. Gates or his representatives that Aaron Spelling is on the telephone now.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's how Aaron does it. And they don't hang up on him because he is Aaron
Thank
Spelling.
You.
A powerful man.
She said, certainly, just a moment. Hang on.
Ah.
And now I'm hearing Muzak.
Very good. You were put into another quadrant.
Yep.
When you pitched a fit.
Of course, you could still just be jerking me around.
Of course. But I doubt it. You know why?
Because I'm Aaron Spelling.
Who are you?
I'm Aaron Spelling, damn it. I am the love boat.
You're Dynasty.
I'm Dynasty. I am Hotel. I am Melrose. I am Beverly Hills. I gave Tori her breasts.
You have one of the biggest houses in Southern California.
Gigantic mansion.
That's right. Many, many rooms.
I discovered Isaac, the bartender.
You did indeed. And Gavin McLeod.
I was there. Wow. Who's the girl that I went to the Dodgers game with?
Lauren Tweez.
Lauren Tweez battled her demons. I've been there.
You've been around Hollywood.
I campaigned for Fred Grandy.
You're a powerful man.
Gopher.
Would you have any room for Bill Gates in any of your productions?
That ugly friggin' nerd?
I thought you were going to say a naughty word there.
Hold on, please, darling. Hold on. Fellas, keep it down. I'm on the telephone. Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Spelling.
I'm sorry, darling. Hello? Yes, this is Aaron Spelling. I'm calling you from the Fox lot in Hollywood. I'm looking for Mr. Gates, please. Not acceptable. Can I speak to someone. This is Aaron Spelling. His assistant. All right, darling. Are you familiar with my work? 90210, Melrose. I talked to Mr. Gates about a project, and I need to speak to him ASAP. Can I give you a number where Mr. Gates could call me back? Darling, I'm Aaron Spelling. I don't have time to fax in a request. I've been through this with you before. Have I been through this with you or another assistant before? Okay. Then I apologize, but my name is Aaron Spelling, and I'm not used to waiting. I have a $10 million decision on the line, and I need Mr. Gates' approval.
The lotto.
The name of the project is confidential, but if you must know, it's under the initials LOTTO. Hold on. Give her the number. I'm at the CIA right now. I'll give you the inside number. Hold on, please. Boy, give her the number and then give the phone back to me.
Boy.
Up
to the name LOTTO. The secret, mysterious Lotto Project.
All right, now Rob is giving her the number, which of course is area code 703, which is the same area code as the CIA.
Yes, Aaron Spelling. It's a secret project.
Yes,
it is. That's why you're at the CIA.
Spelling?
Nice to see that you were chewing while you were talking to her.
Hello? Yes, if you could have...
Hold on.
If you could have him call me ASAP at this number, I'm at the CIA in McLean now. I'll be here for approximately 35 minutes. Thank you.
I don't think you damaged your credibility by telling you were at the CIA after you had said you were on the Fox lot in Hollywood.
At the beginning of the conversation.
Well, but she'll get back to you. Secret LOTTO project.
That's the best one yet. But listen, no one turns down Aaron Spelling.
No, true. Everyone will talk to you because of the fear of hanging up on Aaron Spelling.
This is Aaron Spelling.
All right. Are you familiar with my work?
Let's call a 7-Eleven.
Very good. No need to use the name Aaron Spelling here.
No. Talk to whatever dothead answers the phone.
We'll just find out how things are going.
7-Eleven. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
RB, Don and Mike Show. They want you to go live on with them. I'm going to go live with Don and Mike. Forget about it. They're just too... Here, Don and Mike, man. Why don't you go live?
Hello?
Hola. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Will you go on the air with us?
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, hi. We want to talk to you about the lottery.
Can we talk to you about Lotto Fever?
Lotto? How come that other guy didn't want to go on the air with us?
Well, we're busy right now.
Mm. Yeah, why don't you put that other guy back on the phone?
Okay.
Thank you.
He'll get back on. He knows the show.
Yeah, sure he does.
He's chomping to do it right now. Sounds like everybody's buying tickets.
No, I got Carrie Wade.
You're listening to the pulse of a convenience store.
Here we go.
Hello? You know, I'll tell you right now, I'm having a lot of fun doing this show, but listening to this right now, I just kind of wish I was there. Because that's what's happening right now. That's what's really...
Working or buying?
Buying.
Buying.
Yeah. Just there. You know, just hanging out, maybe.
Being a part of it all.
Being a part of it. Just maybe standing there and looking at the little, you know, the little things they have at the counter. You know, the little Charms blow pops in the jar.
Hello? Well, the guys, you know, this is just as bad as calling Bill Gates. The guy's not even picking up the goddamn telephone again.
I don't think that your Aaron Spelling name will have as much clout at the 7-Eleven.
I don't think so either.
No.
I think we'll have to call a different 7-Eleven.
That's a good idea.
And hello?
No. Oh, it's a young one. See, it's a family affair. You just bring the kids in, buy your lotto tickets.
All of America is there.
It's the American dream, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. We're calling a different 7-Eleven.
It's the American dream.
To win the white trash lotto.
Absolutely.
This is Aaron Spelling.
Aaron Spelling.
Come on, now I'm praying that someone answers the phone at 7-Eleven. It's like playing the lotto. 7-Eleven?
Yeah?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We'd like to talk to you about Lotto Fever.
100% covered the last drone.
I know it's on Lotto Man.
Thanks to me. Hello?
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
We're kind of busy right now.
We just want to talk about Lotto Fever. You got a second for us?
Can you tell us what the odds are of winning the $350 million?
It's 73. Trying to 70, 72 million.
72 million?
Mm-hmm.
One in 72 million?
Yep. So if you played, if you bought $72 million worth of
tickets. Market draw four.
Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm waiting on a customer.
Okay. All right, well, here's the question.
Say again, go ahead now.
If you bought $72 million worth of tickets, wouldn't you guarantee yourself you'd win?
If you won $72 million worth?
If you bought, I was just
if
on...
If you bought, yeah, that would cover all the odds.
That would cover all the odds, so you would have a chance of winning.
Right.
I mean, you'd be guaranteed of winning the big money. It just depends on how many other people have the same number.
Right.
See?
The likelihood of doing so, doing it times you need to print them out, is not possible.
Right.
So
you
it's not possible because you can't print enough out.
You wouldn't be able to wait till the night before the drawing. But certainly, well, if earlier, you know, like a week ago, if you had gone out and bought $76 million worth of tickets.
You got his, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would have guaranteed.
If you did what now? A week ago?
Are you selling them right now?
Yes, I am.
What are the numbers you've just sold?
$5.
What do you mean numbers? The last numbers I just sold?
Yeah, read them to
it
me.
It was an easy pick for $5.
And what were the numbers that the computer spit out?
$5.
Right now, 13, 22, 30, 40, 42, and 6.
Beautiful.
Okay.
What if those were the winning numbers? We just gave them out.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Isn't that something?
It's cool.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I know it's not dangerous, but it somehow sounds
if those
dangerous.
Are the winning numbers, that person will get $13 million for 26 years.
$13 million
thank
a year
you.
For 26 years.
Mm. Beautiful.
After tax, it's something like $9
million. $9 million a year. All right.
Uh-huh.
And would you accept a telephone call from Aaron Spelling?
From Aaron Spelling?
Yeah, do you know who Aaron Spelling?
Who wouldn't accept it? I like to get on 90210 myself.
Oh, we got a sharp guy working at the 7-Eleven. Aaron Spelling. All right, thank you, my friend.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let me say, hey, here's to the old convenience store stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
He had
right.
all the information. He had the most concise information we could have possibly gotten.
I'd like to point out, it sure did sound Aryan.
Yes, he did.
He sure did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair, blue-eyed, not a trace of an accent. God bless him. Okay, Lotto Fever, time out, please. We will be right back.
Little surprise.
Yeah. Also tomorrow, we're going to continue our trolling for strip trivia. Now we have five girls signed up thus far for our biggest ever strip trivia, which we're playing on Thursday.
Yes, and we're getting a lot better response this time around because, of course, it's a trip to Japan.
Thursday, we're giving away a trip for two to Tokyo, Japan to see Pride 10 martial arts pay-per-view at the Cebu Dome in Tokyo with round-trip air, hotel, and ringside seats.
That's right.
Thanks to the Pride Fighting Championship 2000 on pay-per-view this Saturday, we will play strip trivia on Thursday.
All right.
And if you're a woman and you'd like to play, of course, girls always come first on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
Join us, won't you?
Tomorrow, we'll have a Mother's Day game and we'll be giving away a pair of diamond earrings.
Ooh. All right.
From Mervis Diamond Importers. Unbeatable, valuable, and personal service from the diamond experts. Call Mervis at 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Excellent.
HER-LOVE. Now, until more girls call in.
Oh, I know. We got to do this right now.
You know, we totally forgot about the dick who stiffed us for getting his head shaved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning into the show now, I can't bring you up to speed on everything, but the guy...
He was going to come down and he was going to get his head shaved because we gave him a free guess at the Secret Sound, and then he reneged on it. He didn't. He decided not to come in.
He called it exactly this time during yesterday's show
mm-hmm.
and said that he wanted to come down and get his head shaved and seemed to be a good sport about it, and then
right.
called today and left a message. Well... As it turns out, where's that Marine? Did you catch that Marine?
Another Marine called us earlier in the show and said, hey, listen, if he's not going to represent the Marine Corps properly, I'll come down and I'll get my head shaved.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show you guys that the Marine Corps is a stand-up organization.
Right. You know, these buttons are still sticky. Mm-hmm. There's no need for that, for this guy to get his head shaved. But
no, not at all.
I want to try to call Stephen Griffith again with a member of the Marine Corps online with us.
A fellow Marine.
Right.
Who, I'm sure there's some sort of code... That they have you with Semper Fi.
Mm-hmm. Tell them what a big pussy this guy is. And when we had him on yesterday, oh, come on in, how you doing? When we had this guy on yesterday, we said that we'd give out his telephone number, and we can certainly do that, but he's not been answering his phone at all today.
That's right.
Now, here's the Marine. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
And your name is?
Ernie.
Ernie, yeah, even though your hair's longer now, you do look like in your day you were probably all Marine, weren't you?
That's right.
Absolutely.
And Ernie, you were a stand-up guy. You called and said that this guy, Steve Griffith, was such a pussy, he wouldn't get his head shaved. You would come down and do it. And we're glad to see you. Like we told you on the phone, we don't want to shave your head.
No, we're not going
to
make you do that.
But perhaps you could help us call him again.
All right.
To see if you can call him out.
Yeah, just talk to him like, you know, marine to marine. See if he'll, you know, come around on this terrible thing he's done and you know, come in and get his head shaved.
This guy called earlier today
to say the
thing that he'd agreed to was stupid.
Oh, hold on, Buzzy. Everybody's going at once. Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? Stephen Griffith, please.
Oh, he's not in.
He's not in.
I think he's hiding from you.
Yeah, he probably is hiding for us. You know, he's supposed to get his head shaved.
That's what I heard.
Uh-huh. We have a fellow Marine who wanted to talk to him.
Go ahead. Why don't you leave the message with this girl?
Yeah, can you leave? This is a fellow Marine.
This is Ernie.
Who wants Ernie to leave a message for Steve.
A Marine named Ernie?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to leave a message for Steve and let him know that he's a slacker, man. He's backing out, giving us a bad name. That ain't cool.
And how many Marines would like to beat his ass right now?
I'm sure there's a lot of guys listening right now. If they knew how to get a hold of him, they definitely would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he should really follow through on his deal that he made with us. So if you could pass that along to him, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, so half the hair has to come off.
Have you heard from him today?
I have.
And what did he say?
Am I allowed to repeat it on the air?
Just unless it's dirty.
If it's
it's dirty, just use the initials.
No, I think he's just been busy today.
He's been busy today.
He's been very busy.
You think he's going to come around and actually go through with it?
I'm sure he will.
Oh, you are?
I think he will.
Maybe you have a way of getting in touch with him and tell him that he has exactly 10 minutes to call us.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. And if he doesn't call in 10 minutes, we already got his permission on yesterday's show to give out his phone number. And I won't give out his address, but I will give out his phone number.
Oh, my.
And that means then he'll have 6 million idiots calling him all the time.
Yeah, these are terms he agreed to yesterday.
Okay.
So he better call us in 10 minutes. He really should.
All right. If I can get a hold of him, I will. I'm not going to promise I'll be able to reach him, but I will try.
I bet you will. Do you think he's sitting at home just hiding, not answering his phone?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think he's really working.
He's really working.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell him that Ernie, the Marine, is disappointed in him.
A fellow Marine, just listening, very disappointed.
Okay.
Hey, thank Steve, you. If you're listening, man, I'm telling you, get down here.
All right, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. Thank you for taking our call. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, Ernie, get out of here.
All right, Ernie, give you a prize.
Thank you very much.
That's
very nice to meet you. Ernie the Marine.
Ernie the Marine dropping by. And Ernie had a head of hair, big head of hair.
Yes. Yeah, would have been a pleasure to cut his head. He's a stand-up guy, but he's not the guy who called in and put his nuts on the line yesterday.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, just wondered if you had any luck getting hold of Bill Gates, and I've got a couple friends that work at Microsoft in Redmond, and I'd be happy to give you their name and number.
I keep forgetting that we're on in Seattle.
Yes, we are on in Seattle. Right. Absolutely.
No, I'm waiting for him to call back.
Okay,
thank you, though.
Well,
thank
I guarantee you. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm just waiting for him to call back here at the CIA. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great.
Hey, I was listening to Regis and Kathy Lee this morning.
Yes.
And Kathy Lee is going to be at Tower Records Rockville for tomorrow.
Quiet. Quiet. You'll ruin everything.
I'm sorry.
Don't you think we know that?
Okay.
Jesus H. Christ.
I'm sorry.
All right, go away.
Come on.
Bye.
He's going, arr, 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 arr.
You're going to ruin our bits. Stop it. Quiet, everybody.
Special sneak attack tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Never see it coming.
Okay, Steve, you have 10 minutes to call us back. This is like one of those radio contests.
Absolutely.
Hey, if we read your name, you call us back within 10 minutes, and we promise we won't give out your home telephone number on the national airwaves.
And that's, that's actually a courtesy to him, because we said we'd do it. He agreed to that yesterday, too.
He sure did.
He said, what the heck?
Timeout will be right.
Even better than mutual masturbation.
Well.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was hard to be, right, Buzz?
Right.
Right.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Simply the best.
Yes.
Hey, guess who's on the phone? Our guy?
Yeah, he's calling back. Been avoiding us all day today.
I finally called back. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's a good development.
Steven.
Yeah.
Hey, you big pussy.
Hey, what's up?
Steven, are you prepared to live up to your obligations?
I was talking to my friends about it today, and I don't know. It seems like a long way to go for such a...
Steven, don't you understand what an agreement is?
Steven, does your word mean nothing?
Is
there anything like honor, like that other Marine who was in here prepared to get his head shaved for you? Does that mean, I mean, does honor mean anything to you? Is your word worth anything?
Yeah.
All right, well, you made an agreement, and like 5 million people heard it.
When you called yesterday, you were positive you had the right answer. You couldn't just wait in line. You had to butt right to the front of the line.
Now, if you had guessed correctly, we would have given you $500. And that, in turn, to like not have to wait in line, you said, if I miss it, I'll get my head shaved. That's an agreement. That's the agreement we have. What's the problem with that?
Well, I mean, you guys kind of forced me into it.
Oh, BS.
No. We played the tape today. You could have said no at any time.
I didn't think you were serious.
You were so confident, you agreed to it easily. Nobody forced you into it. That's a lie. You know that's a lie. That's not fair.
All right, Steven, listen, here's the deal. You either come down tomorrow at 3 o'clock to be a man and get your head shaved, or we do what we said we'd do, of which you already agreed to on tape. We'll just give out your phone number.
I mean, Steven, you know, frankly, you could make this right and everybody wouldn't think you were a ween, but now everybody kind of thinks you're a ween already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can my friends come with me?
Can your friends come with you, like, to witness this?
Right.
I don't think so. They can wait in the lobby.
They can come down with you, but, I mean, when you come in here, I mean, you come in here. We've had, you know, Steven, it's not like you're the first person to do this.
Steven, we've had girls do this
before. We've had girls that have come down and had this done.
Can you really give out my phone number?
Not only can I give out your phone number, I will give out your phone number because unlike other people who have tried to get us in trouble, I already have a tape of you agreeing to it. I already have me saying on tape to you, we'll give out your phone number. And you say, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And later we amend it to turn it into you getting your head shaved.
So the solution, Stephen, is for you just to take your medicine, honor your agreement, and come down here. And you didn't, I tell you, when you agreed to it, it didn't sound to us, you said your hair was short anyway, it didn't sound like it was that big a deal to get your head shaved.
And if you listen to the tape of which we played earlier on the show today, you're laughing and having a good time. But then today when you called and you left that pussy message for Charlie Broyhill at 11 in the morning, you know, you sound like a different guy.
And we've done this to like 8 people. We've had people come down and they're all stand-up people and they take their medicine. And that's we've also had people that have tried it that have guessed it.
Well, I'm sitting here, I'm wondering, Don, if you would have lost the bet to the guy running today, would you have paid up?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. You know what, you stupid son of a bitch? Unlike you, I've never been a Marine, but I am a man of my word.
I saw you on King of Queens last night, you didn't look like a man.
Okay, so is that the way you want to play it now?
Okay, Steven?
Is that the way you want to do it?
Hey, whatever.
Whatever what?
Whatever.
Whatever, whatever.
Whatever, whatever?
Whatever, whatever.
Okay, Steven. Area code 301-261-9499.
You didn't just do that.
I did just do that.
Screw you.
That is the home number.
Screw you, you pussy.
And listen, you shut your mouth or I'm going to give your address out.
Oh.
I've got you on tape agreeing to that also, so you better shut up.
Oh.
Oh. He just turned on the radio. All right. Screw me.
Gotcha.
So that's that.
Dickwad.
That's it. And, you know, a lot of people have done this. A lot of people have honored this, and he just chose not to. Yeah, I think we found out the IQ level, too, we were dealing with there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Big friggin' dope.
Hey!
Hope everybody calls him.
There we go.
Hello. Dynamite.
Oops.
Hello there. Dynamite.
Yeah. For
Dennis is the biggest lotto player of anybody we know.
All right, Dennis, here's my numbers.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, go.
My numbers are 15.
15.
18.
18.
5.
5, 15, 18.
5, 15, 18. 21.
5, 15, 18, 21.
How many numbers do I got?
6. 5.
Okay. 5?
Yeah.
Which is it, 5 or 6, Buzz?
I heard 6. He's there.
No, it's 5 numbers plus a bonus.
Okay. 32.
Okay. 5, 15, 18, 21, 32. And what's your bonus?
My bonus number is 9.
Okay. Okay, I got it for you.
Dennis?
Those are my winning numbers.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I can have a pen with me. I got it on my head.
Well, then repeat Don's numbers back to him.
5, 6, 8, 21, 2, 9.
He's got them. He's got my numbers.
He's got your numbers.
I promise if I win, I'll give you a portion of the winnings, Mike.
Hey, Dennis. Hey, Dennis. F you. I've had it with you. I've had it with you, Dennis.
Okay, Mike.
I've had it with you.
Mike, okay, what's your number?
6.
Hello?
You, it's easy to remember. We didn't hang up on you.
Hey, Jeff, get me a pencil, please. Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just...
I have a co-worker with me.
You have a co-worker with you?
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right.
Hold on.
So you could memorize this.
Where are you?
Are you ready?
Hold on. Okay, got you.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
6.
6.
6.
Oh.
6. 6.
Uh-huh.
6.
Uh-huh.
And 6.
Okay.
Can you really get me that? Can, will they let you, will they let you do that?
You can only choose 6 once.
Oh, you can only choose 6 once.
Yes, but I got a pen and paper now, Mike.
Okay.
You want.
All right, 6.
6.
41.
You can only go up to 40, Mike.
Yeah,
okay, I'm so sorry, Dennis. 6.
6.
13.
13.
5.
5.
3.
3.
20.
20, and what's your bonus?
The bonus?
Yeah.
32.
That's what God picked.
No, my bonus was 9.
Oh, okay. Okay, got you.
What are my numbers, Dennis?
Okay. God's number, let's this down. 5, 15, 18, 21.
Yes.
32.
Yes.
And 9.
And what are Mike's numbers?
Okay, and then 6, 15, 5, 3, 20, and 32. 32.
All right, do you have room for Buzz's numbers?
Okay, for Buzz. Okay, write this down, Jeff.
You know what this is like? This is like being in the worst McDonald's drive-thru you've ever been in your life. What are your numbers, Buzz?
I would say 7.
Okay, 7. Buzz has 7.
38.
38.
25.
25.
36.
36.
19.
19. And what's your bonus?
7.
7.
Lucky. Okay. Is that in Lucky 7, Buzz?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so to repeat, what are my numbers?
Oh, hey, Don?
Yes.
I'm caught in front of you. The numbers go up to 50. Excuse me.
Pardon me?
The numbers go up to 50.
The numbers go up to 50.
Well, I don't want to change mine.
Okay.
What are my numbers?
Don or Mike?
Don.
Okay, 6, 13, 5, 3, 20, 32.
What? Do it again, please?
Oh, no. Hold on. Oh, 5, 15, 18, 32. 5, 15, 18, 21, 32, and 9.
Yes, what are Mike's numbers?
6, 13, 5, 3, 20, 32.
Yes, what are Buzz's numbers?
7, 38, 25, 36, 19, and 7.
All right, one more. Rob wants in on this.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody wants a taste.
Rob wants his numbers, too.
Okay.
Hi, Dennis. Rob here. 3.
3.
7.
7.
8.
8.
9.
9.
23.
23. What's your bonus?
38.
Okay, 38.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Give me all of the numbers in a row. Mine, Mike's, Buzz's, and Rob's.
Okay,
don't take any breaks.
5, 15, 18, 21, 32, and 9. That's gone.
Right.
Mike, 6, 13, 5, 3, 20, and 32.
Yes.
And Buzz, 7, 7, 8, 25, 36, 19, and 7.
And Robbie.
Hey, Rob, what's your bonus today? I didn't get that.
38.
Okay, the bonus for Rob is 38.
38?
Yeah.
And what are Rob's numbers?
Oh, hey, Rob?
Yes, Dennis?
It only goes up to 36.
Only goes up to 36?
Yeah.
Then make it just 8.
I thought you said it went up to 50.
Eight.
Dennis,
okay.
Dennis, hold on a second.
Yeah?
Hold on, please. Hello, Kim?
Yes.
We have a strip trivia call.
Oh, fantastic.
In the middle of all of this. Hello, darling.
Hi.
You're calling for Thursday's big strip trivia?
Yes, I am.
Isn't that fantastic?
Good for you.
Where are you calling from?
Chantilly, Virginia.
Beautiful. How old are you, Kim?
I'm 33.
Oh, hold on. I've got you a conference with Dennis.
Dennis is at the lotto shop.
Hold on. Okay, Kim, I'm sorry. How old are you, honey? 33?
Yes.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
People used to tell me that I look like Kathleen Turner during Romancing the Stone.
Kathleen Turner. Yes.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
We would love to have you play our game on Thursday.
Great.
When we give away our biggest prize ever, a vacation to Japan.
I heard that.
Beautiful. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hold on.
Very good.
That's a five or six girls we've already got signed up on the first day.
Hello?
Hell yes.
Okay. Hello?
What are Rob's numbers again?
Hey,
Dennis, are you in a long line?
I'm outside at the payphone.
Oh, at the payphone's outside the convenience store?
Okay, with Rob, the 3-7-8-9-23, and the bonus Rob is 8.
Beautiful. Buy those immediately, please.
Hey, can I ask where I'm at?
Oh, yes, of course. Announce where you're at.
Yeah, do you have T-shirts with you?
Yeah, I got T-shirts.
All right.
Auckland Armour Knickers, 8307 Auckland Armour Road.
Got it.
Good luck. Something Knickers on Edward R. Murrow Road?
No, Auckland Armour.
Right. Got it.
Ardwick Ardmore.
Yes, on the Landover.
Landover, okay.
Landover.
Thank you.
Okay, Don?
Yes, Dan. There he is. He comes to life when there's a big white trash lottery.
I have to have a talk with him. Our relationship is not what it once was. It's crumbled.
He loves the lotto.
He does indeed.
And Mike?
Yes. Yes, Don?
You want to know one big reason that relationship's gone in the crapper?
Why is that, Don?
Look in the mirror. Look at the man in the mirror.
Yeah, I know.
Who doesn't give Dennis the same amount of love that he used to.
I know. It's been... You know what it has? It's been steadily declining since you stayed at my home.
But you're his favorite.
I know.
And you know it.
I know.
You're that boy's hero.
I gave my nephew on stage the other night. I gave my nephew on the phone today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he wasn't going to... You know, as soon as I wanted my numbers picked, you know, it became a difficult process. And then, at the very end, giving you the love and nothing for me. And I'll be honest with you, maybe I need to just... service that account a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have to do. Okay. I have to show Dennis the quan.
Okay, let's clear the line. I'd like to see you service that account.
Man, that's like Hellraiser 3.
Clear the lines. We're going to try to give away $500 with the secret sound. And you don't even have to promise anything. Just call in.
That's right.
Be the 100th caller right now. Good luck. 877-365-3636.
Extra smart because they've got extra brain juice. Don and Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
This is the music that I play at home.
Now, Blink-182.
Good evening.
I felt like such an idiot. I guess it was last night. I was sitting at home, and I had one of my disc jockey magazines sitting out. Like radio and records.
Right.
And Bart came around the corner, and he picked it up, and he said, "Hey, I want to give you a quiz. I want to see how many of the top songs you know." And I think that I'm a hipper dad than your average dad.
You are, when it comes to music,
well,
you certainly are a hipper dad. You know a lot more than I would know.
I'm lost. I mean, he went to the top 40 chart, right? And I,
well, you should know that because you watched that, TRL.
Right, I watched all that. He says, "Do you know the new Britney Spears song?" And I went, "Do I? Oops, I did it again."
Right.
She has on the tight little red suit.
Right. Yeah, the red suit. Is that her current hit?
Yes. And he said, "Do you know the new NSYNC song?" And I said, "Yes. Baby, bye, bye, bye." And then he said, "Do you know Creed with Arms Wide Open?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Not a chance."
Mm.
And I'm looking now. I've got some of these on this CD. He said, "Do you know Blink 182? Adam's song." And I said, not
I think
chance.
He may be calling right now.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, it's Bart.
Hello.
Hey, Bart.
Hey.
Hello. How you doing?
How many of those did I not know?
You didn't know 9 out of 10 on the active rock chart.
9 out of 10 on the active rock chart.
Active rock.
Mm. Right. What was the number one song you thought I should have known?
I can't remember.
What was the one about Kryptonite?
It is by Three Doors Down, and it's called Kryptonite.
I like that name, Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. I didn't know a thing, but I knew all the fag songs.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I knew Britney Spears, NSYNC, you knew all the boy bands.
Yeah, those are the ones that I knew.
There you go.
I did it again.
Nice little video, too.
Yeah. She's very hot in that
video. She certainly is with that red spandex jumpsuit.
So we went through virtually all of the charts. You know, they have Hot AC.
Right.
Yeah, and then you were like, you don't know anything. And you started asking me, like, the country chart.
No. I asked you that one song that was a crossover hit, and you didn't know what it was. You lied to me. You said you did. It was
That's because I had heard it. I just didn't know the name.
Oh, you know the song Amazed by Lone Star?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay, then here's what I want to know. Is this that song right now that I'm playing? Listen to this, Barty. Is that it? Or is this it? Or is this?
Oh, the stupid thing.
Or is this it?
The last one?
You're wrong. It was the first one. At least admit it. Admit that, and don't say the word fag. Don't say that.
Okay,
come on.
Dad?
Yeah.
Just one thing?
Yes.
I'm proud not to know that song.
I know you are.
There he goes. Every time
I rise, me. I like this song.
Who does this?
You
would. Lone Star. What, Barty?
You would.
I would.
Right, I would. It's a good song.
It's a hit record.
Good part.
Dad,
hold on a second.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
What? I can hear people turning off their radios.
Okay, be quiet.
Yeah, this segment is right now playing these songs. What do you call it? Ratings caster.
Play the same song over and over. But that's not my favorite. My favorite song is that Lenny Kravitz song.
Oh, yeah.
I belong to you.
Is that as big? That's not as big a hit as that last
one. No, absolutely not. All right, buddy.
Okay.
Still hipper than any of those other dads.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I guarantee I am.
Dad, if you know the NSYNC songs, it doesn't make you hip.
I'm not saying that makes me hip.
NSYNC.
Didn't I know?
You just said you were hipper.
Didn't
it
I
makes
know...
you less hip to know the NSYNC songs.
Didn't I know the Foo Fighters?
No.
Yes.
Yes, you knew one of them.
Right?
I thought you knew all that stuff. I thought because you sit down and you watch that show with your son, I thought you had all these songs committed to memory.
Don't I like Kid Rock?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Oh, don't I like Eminem?
No.
Oh, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
Weren't we just talking about that song?
Okay, name one other song by him.
My name is.
Tell me some lyrics to that.
Hello, my name is. Hello, my name is. Hello, my name is.
Wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
Great lyric writing is definitely alive and well.
And his new one is, I'm Slim Shady. No, I'm Slim Shady. No, I'm Slim Shady. No, I'm Slim Shady. I love this new Eminem song. It's great, except every other word is the F word.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's not good.
Yes. No, but it's funny. See, like he talks about how...
Hey, how do they play that? Can they get away with playing that?
No, they just beep it out on MTV.
Okay. But my name is F.
They talk about how he'd like to, What does he want to do to Christina Aguilera?
No, he talks about how she sat in between, like, Carson Daly and Fred Durst.
Yeah, the guy from Limp Bizkit. It's funny. It's great. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, glad you could call in today. Love you.
Well, love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, hold on, I found Kryptonite.
Oh, he's gone. Did you prove that you were hip?
No. Oh, no, I lost.
You lost that miserably?
I terribly lost. We were just sitting out on the deck last night. And we were, you know, it's one of those bonding things. I'm reading the radio magazine, and he comes out and he sits down, and we talked about school and stuff, and then he says, hey, Dad, do you know any of these songs? Because on the back page of the newspaper,
right,
they print all the top songs for all the charts. Mm-hmm. And he started asking me, and I realized that I don't have a friggin' clue about any of these songs he's talking about.
But I think if you, you know, you took all the dads in his class, you'd definitely be ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Even being aware of that kind of stuff.
So.
Most of the dads, I would assume, in the class, are going, turn that crap down.
And all the stuff that I like is all the stuff that he told me no one else likes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I said, I like The Offspring. I like the song about, why, if you hate your dad, when we're making love, do you insist on me calling you daddy? It's a song called She's Got Issues.
That one just, that's just making my blood turn cold right there.
I like that. And I threw that out there, and he said, Dad, everybody hates Offspring. Offspring sold out.
But they're coming and going, though.
And
it's rapid. It's like a revolving door.
He said, what about Korn? I like Korn. And he said, no, Korn sold out. Really? And I said, well, what about Metallica? He says, Metallica sold out.
Well, so in other words, the criteria now is that any band, once they achieve commercial success...
Yes, once they become popular, nobody likes them anymore.
Well, it's kind of always been like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying very hard. I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm on a mountain, and I'm just clinging with my fingernails now.
See, I thought you were way ahead. I thought you would, like, be lecturing him on what's new.
I thought I would,
too. You come in here, and you talk to, you know, Rob about it, and it just sounds to me like you... is what you're doing just talking a good game?
Oh, no, I know all the good fag top 40 songs. You know, that I still stay up on.
I thought you knew the cutting edge stuff, too.
Well, not really.
I mean, I like that last song you played.
Lone Star.
Everybody
That song's a big hit, Mike.
I like that song.
Hello.
Look at me. You know, I mean, I'm still going to swing clubs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
100.
Yes, you're call 100 right. What's your name?
Frank.
Frank, you're on maybe the worst car phone I've heard today.
At the end of it.
Where are you calling from?
I don't know.
Rockville?
Pardon me?
Rockville.
Why don't you try pulling the phone away from your mouth a little bit so it's not so loud?
How's that?
There you go.
Much better.
Wow.
You've won the Playboy TV prize back, courtesy of Cox Communications. Don't miss the special Playboy 99 cent discount this Saturday. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Secret sound number 2 is worth $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
the very hip Robert Goulet.
Right. Touché.
Touché.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There
it is.
It is not Joe C. I know who that is. That's the midget with Kid Rock.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
$500. What is the sound?
I have no idea. Is it a lid being put down on a pot?
Could you be more specific?
Is it a lid to a cooking pot being put on?
Okay, we're going to help you out a little bit here. A cooking pot or a crock pot? A cooking pot or a crock pot?
Cooking pot.
No.
Oh,
sorry.
We're sorry.
It's not a crock pot. It's not a crock pot either.
No. Don, do you have a hammer?
Yes.
Just checking.
What do you mean by that?
I thought that would be a cue for you.
Well, you want this sound?
Nope.
Please explain, sir.
MC.
What? Oh, you're trying to get us to play the MC Hammer?
Oh, he wanted MC Hammer. He got it.
All right.
He got it.
All right. Well, all right. Whatever.
Yep.
Listen, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the type of music I like. MC Hammer.
Hammer.
Amazon.
You are too legit to quit.
All right. Every guess a clue for you. Thank you. And I'm just goofy, Dad. Nothing to do with a cooking pot or a crock pot or anything.
No, you were playing a game there.
Yes, I was.
You were running a game.
Buzz? Yes. Little late tonight. Sorry. Been a busy show. Tension filled today.
Ah, very interesting show today.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and the comments tonight?
Tonight, the big story is the big game.
Hmm?
The latest on the lottery.
Oh, the lotto that one of us is going to win. Okay, everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
with their hearts full of love and their throats full of phlegm. Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Kryptonite. Three Doors Down.
I like the name.
It's my kid's favorite song. Let me hear it.
Well, I go to walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
I heard enough. Hi, bud.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm sorry.
Look, you know, I can make
come
a,
on, Dad!
I can make a decision on a song
instantly.
Dad!
Don't like it.
I mean, that, give him a little more.
Get to the hook. Somewhere in the sand time, but I watch the world go through the dark side of the moon.
Sounds like everything else.
You, nope. You didn't even get to the hook.
No.
I feel there's nothing I can do.
Does it have a hook?
I like some of this stuff. No.
No hook, Mike.
No hook.
Boo.
No hook.
Boo.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The big game jackpot got even bigger this afternoon. The lottery's now worth $350 million for tonight's drawing.
You know, hold on, Buzz.
Yes?
I know that there are girls online for strip trivia. No one has talked to them yet.
That's not right.
Let's see if these girls are serious about playing. Hello, girls?
Hello.
Hi. Are you serious about playing?
Serious as a heart attack.
Serious. Beautiful. Listen, I promise... You know, we only have five people answering the telephones on the show, but...
What's going on back there?
No one's answering the phones right now. If you'll hold on, please, I promise someone will be right with you.
Fine.
Okay. All right, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, she's getting irritated.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Charlotte Ray.
Oh, come on.
For me?
Oh,
okay.
Is this the Cher lady?
Pardon me?
Is this the Cher lady?
Well, I figure once you saw me, then if I said Charlotte Ray, that would be, you'd be relieved.
Are you really the Cher lady?
I'm no Cher lady. I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, then tell us who the celebrity you most resemble is.
I just said Charlotte Ray. You asked for a celebrity? That's who I think I most resemble.
I'm afraid of her already.
Really? You really look like Charlotte Ray from TV's Facts of Life?
Absolutely. People come up to me all the time and say, hey, Charlotte.
And you want to come down here and get nude?
I'm going to Japan, pal. I don't care what I got to do to take it.
Right on.
All right, honey. Hold on a second. Hold on. You know what? I don't mind having a cow or two play the game.
Absolutely. Adds a little balance.
That's all right. That's fine with me.
Okay. I look like Charlotte Ray.
Buzz, I'm sorry about all the interruptions today.
It's quite all right. If there is a single winner for that $350 million jackpot, it'll be the biggest prize ever on the history of the planet.
It'll be one of the four of us.
Right. You think so?
Yeah, we gave the winning numbers to Dennis Murphy.
That's great. Your odds of winning, about the same, I'm told, as and I know you like these analogies, about the same as throwing 26 quarters up in the air and having them all come up heads.
Rob, go give me 26 quarters.
Or, as I heard another guy put it, about the same, your odds are about the same, and this sounds, that sounded encouraging, this sounds discouraging. One expert said it was about the same odds as throwing a rock off the top of the Empire State Building and hitting someone you know.
Well,
that slims the odds considerably.
Yeah, well, you could fix that one, though.
Yeah, right. You get all your friends down there.
Sure. Be down there at 1:15.
Big picnic.
Woo!
And you've referred to it as the white trash lottery. Reporters stopped a couple of people, asked them what they'd do with the money if they won. One lady said she would buy a new set of teeth, and the man right behind her said that if he won the money, he would stop smoking.
Stop smoking. My wife would get a new set of teeth.
Hi, you.
And I tell you right now, I would fill up my truck with chocolate pies. Delicious chocolate pies. And I'd get the good ones, too.
The ones a mile wide?
My wife!
And this, Don, will make you angry. 22 million people here in the Mid-Atlantic states are being asked to turn up their thermostats and to shut off appliances they don't need.
I ain't doing it.
Otherwise, the power companies say there could be service interruptions.
I'm not doing it.
Some of the power companies have already...
I'm not.
You're getting your new air conditioning, aren't
when
you?
When I left today, they were putting a new unit in.
Did
when
they
I
say it would be done tonight?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When I get home tonight, I got news for you. You know what that thermostat's going to be at? 50.
50.
Some of the power companies have already turned down, the voltage a little.
The only brownout's going to be in my pants tonight. I'm going to keep it like a meat locker.
It's going to be a cold brownout.
They've already turned down the voltage. It's a little early.
Bicycle time. That's what it's going to be.
And it's a little early in the season for this kind of thing, but some power companies say they were in the middle of upgrading their systems, and that part of their systems are offline because of that.
Listen, doesn't anybody else see through the charade?
Of course.
That when we go a week without rain, we're going to have a drought.
Right.
When we get 2 weeks of rain, we're going to have floods. When it gets to be 100 degrees, we're going to lose electricity. None of that crap ever happens.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani got tough with the power company, taking just that same stand last year.
Right. Listen, when you go home tonight, crank your AC all the way, and furthermore, open the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave it open all night.
And you can get easy access to your fudgicles.
Right. Open your windows. Do what my mom used to say. We're not cooling the outside.
And do you call them fudgicles or fudge-sickles?
Fudge-sickles.
Also, I urge everyone to leave their hair dryers on tonight.
Yeah. Excellent idea, Rob.
Well, I'm sorry. I beg to differ. That would be a fire hazard.
No, not if you have it on cool.
Ah, hold on. Always think it through.
That's right.
Way to go, Rob. Guys, got another girl for your trivia.
Wow.
Hello, is this Lindsay?
This is me.
Lindsay, hello. Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Where are you calling from?
I am actually in McLean right now.
McLean, Virginia. And you ready to play on Thursday?
Oh, I'm very, very excited.
This free trip to Japan, I'm telling you.
It could not go wrong.
It is bringing out the girls. Lindsay, how old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, let's see. It used to be Alicia Silverstone until I cut my hair. Now it's much more Meg Ryan-ish.
Oh.
Bravo.
Oh.
We welcome you.
Oh, thank you.
You're bonerific. You really are. You're just goddamn bonerific. Hold on. Lindsay, we'll see you on Thursday.
I'm looking forward to it.
On Thursday. See all of you Thursday.
Thursday.
That would be at least seven girls. Buzz, you keeping track? Is that seven?
We should be up to seven now.
Seven girls now. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll get the guys and we'll see if we have any last-minute stragglers for the girls.
Excellent.
Extra strip trivia, which we're going to play on Thursday this week. Thursday.
Trip to Japan. Mm-hmm. Philippine police have released the man they arrested yesterday for unleashing the love bug computer virus.
Unleash the hounds.
The young man says he's innocent, that he doesn't even like the internet, and that it hurts that he was a suspect. Police are still looking for his girlfriend, and they're looking into 10 names that may be linked to the virus. Investigators say those 10 names could eventually lead to just one person. This is weird. This is just weird. It hasn't been 2 weeks since New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani announced he has prostate cancer. Today, his good friend Howard Safer, the police commissioner, revealed he has it too. The mayor was at his side when Safer made that announcement.
Really, how would two close friends both come down with prostate cancer?
I don't think medically you could make it. I know what conclusion you're trying to draw here.
Thinking.
I
know.
I don't think that's possible.
And?
Oh.
No.
To areas?
Not that kind of disease.
To mouth?
You know, who knows? Maybe you could fund some research.
To other guys' mouths?
To find out what's going on.
I don't know. Let's see what Mayor Giuliani had to say on this story.
He must be money.
Well.
He doesn't seem... You know what I've admired about Mayor Giuliani?
What's that?
During this entire crisis, he hasn't been fazed by it at all. I mean,
no.
He's just relaxed.
His good friend has prostate cancer, and listen to him.
Oh, the kiss of death.
Oh boy. Well, he contradicted us.
Jeez, Mayor Giuliani.
All the silly schools wear Nike.
See, I didn't even know. I've never seen him in sneakers. The mayor.
Me neither. Mayor Giuliani of our second city, New York. Our second home, New York City.
Commissioner Safer had double bypass surgery just 3 years ago.
Didn't have time. Found out this morning.
Well, I guess so.
Hey, he's relaxed,
Mayor Giuliani.
Keep grilling me. I definitely found it.
Are you going to be? Are you concerned about your friend, Mayor Giuliani? Oh, that's cruel. That's cold.
Now, come on. Now, give us a serious answer. Are you concerned about your friend with prostate cancer?
I took the circuitous route, but I found it.
Found what? Oh, he found it.
What did I tell you?
There you go. You're right again.
I tell you, he found it.
Right again.
Oh. Oh, no!
Sounds painful.
Well, that's the sound he made when he found it.
That's right.
Boy, those worked well today.
Oh!
He agrees.
I know.
Oh, right. Man.
Mayor Giuliani.
That's great.
Any last comment?
And I had to take the beasts over to the in-laws' house before I went to the golf course.
I didn't know he was a big golfer.
Neither did I.
That's why I got Viber in. I'm going to take like five of them at a time.
You're listening to Rudy Giuliani. Any final comments, Mr. Mayor?
I don't know.
All right, thank you.
Oh, come on. You don't have any more comments for us?
I'll sleep for 2 or 3 hours. I'll be fine.
Very good.
All right, so, thank you. Mayor Giuliani.
He's the schoolyard bully.
Who is he talking
who
about?
Is the schoolyard? Who is the schoolyard bully? I know.
I don't get it.
You know, he's hard to follow.
I know.
One of these crazy press conferences he has.
Keep killing me.
Okay. Thank you. Buzz, hold on.
All right.
We got to do a break. We'll be right back.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
They love the smell of marquee in the morning. Don and Mike.
I'd like to point out that, you know, we're playing trivia Thursday. Tomorrow, just in time for Mother's Day, we're going to have one of our great games involving mom.
Yeah.
And we're going to be giving away diamond earrings.
Diamonds?
From Mervis Diamond Importers. See 10,000 diamonds online at MervisDiamond.com or email them at diamonds@ediamonds.com.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the free stuff. We'll give it away tomorrow. Now again, here's Buzz.
It is now illegal in San Francisco to discriminate against somebody because of their size. The city's board of supervisors.
Rob has endured constant hazing.
They voted to ban discrimination based on height or weight.
Right, and I will race anyone who wants to do that.
Absolutely.
200 yards, $1,000.
I hear that.
The city's already outlawed discrimination based on race, religion, age, gender, and sexual orientation.
Incredible!
The lawmakers say this new ordinance protects people who are treated poorly because they're considered lazy or unhealthy.
I'm not going to believe this!
Why do they call this the John Pop Law?
The new law is the result of an uproar last year over a health club billboard that featured space aliens. The caption read, "When they come, they will eat the fat ones first."
Incredible!
Tipper Gore.
That's funny, though. I like that.
A good sign.
That wouldn't bother me if the aliens came. Come on, eat me.
Eat one.
Come on, eat one.
Eat one.
Hey, green man, little green man, eat
one.
Eat one.
Eat one.
Tipper Gore smoked pot in college and once took mescaline, according to the National Enquirer.
Really?
The paper quotes former friend John Warnicky as saying that Tipper was more fun to smoke pot with than Al, who...
Tipper, I hardly knew her.
Who, according to Warnicky, got all paranoid and closed all the shades.
She was a whore.
The article's called Tipper Gore Drug Shocker, but it's anything but a hatchet job. The article mostly just tries to make Tipper and Al seem more human, and it heaps praise on Tipper.
You know, I've always been told that if you want to be more human, you take mescaline.
And then invent the Internet.
The New York Post says this is because the Enquirer is a Democratic tabloid. It says the new owner of the Enquirer worked in the Clinton White House. It says the tabloid's chairman helped John Kennedy Jr. start George Magazine. And it says the paper's lawyer is also President Clinton's lawyer. The New York Post, meanwhile, is a mostly Republican newspaper.
Yeah, and the Weekly World News.
Mm-hmm.
President Clinton.
The Clinton administration.
President Clinton.
JonBenet's parents are suing the New York Post and Time Warner for $4 million each. John and Patsy Ramsey say the two media companies libeled their son by portraying him as the prime suspect in his sister's murder.
Nobody! Who is Nero? Nobody!
He said the name, Mike.
I understand, man. It's just like the other name when you play the other music.
I know.
This is me.
Who's the swiniest swine
in my red spandex jumpsuit?
JonBenet O'Mara.
Wearing a Wendy's wig.
The dirtiest dog in the
and fake freckles
world.
On my cheek.
Don't get your feather boa.
My feather boa on a unicycle.
It's
going around in a circle with a baton.
While your mom was screaming at you.
And a parrot on my shoulder.
To kill
and Carmy on my shoulder.
Oh, say that my hook is
Carmy the hawk.
It's you.
There he is.
There's Carmy the CBS hawk.
Love that bird.
I thought you'd be interested in this because the Ramseys are turning this into kind of a cottage industry. The lawsuits filed yesterday, less than 2 months after the Ramseys settled out of court a $25 million lawsuit they filed against the supermarket tabloid known as The Star. The Star had also linked the then 9-year-old boy to the killing. Now, Time Warner has no comment on the new lawsuit. The New York Post says it's confident it will prevail in the case.
You know, again, one more time for the record. Here's the lie detector test with the Ramseys. Did you kill your daughter? Absolutely not.
There it is. And then it's done. The end. Then we can move forward.
Sometimes elected officials get it right. In Toledo, Ohio today, the city council's voting for a law that would force slumlords to live in their dilapidated properties until the buildings are brought up to code.
You hear that? You know what they call that? They call that the Jeffrey York Law.
We never forget, Jeffrey. Welcome to the El Flamingo, Jeffrey.
This law would require the slumlords to wear ankle bracelet monitors, just like people under house arrest. City officials say it seems like the only alternative, since slumlords ignore nearly half the citations they're written up
Creative for. Lawmaking. I like that.
What was that town again?
That was in Toledo, Ohio.
You know, their motto, of course.
What is that?
C-U-N... Toledo.
There you go. Fantastic, Mom. That's really, you know, it's a shame that cities can't have license plates because they could put that right on there.
C-U-N Toledo.
That's right.
And just outside Pittsburgh, a 12-year-old boy was attacked this week by a pit bull. He will be okay in time. He's back at home now, recovering. At the hospital, he got stitches for his wounds. 1,100 stitches.
Oh, Buzz.
Oof. When you prepare to sleep tight, not letting the bed bugs bite is the least of your problems. The problem, according to a new study, is bed bug poop. It's microscopic, of course.
You're fear-mongering now.
You can't even see the dust mites we call bed bugs, but they're in everybody's bed, eating the dead skin cells we shed all the time.
You love these stories.
That's gross.
The poo they leave behind is a protein that sets off allergies. The new study found twice as much protein as the scientists expected to find. They say it's enough to set off allergy attacks in nearly one out of every four American homes. Sweet sight.
Thank you. Hold on, Buzz. Hold on.
Got a break right there.
Toe tapping touchstones. Time for a call 100 enterprise package we've selected especially for you.
Can't breathe. Bed bug poop.
Don't forget me. Be assertive.
Bed bug poop.
Call Toya. Call Beth. Call Lisa. They're all here.
Where's my medicine?
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
Make it stop.
Executive directors of the group home, Don and Mike.
All right, Buzzy. Hi there.
In sports, the NBA's named Shaquille O'Neal the most valuable player for the season just ending. O'Neal led the league in scoring and was second in rebounding and led the Lakers to a 67-15 record. The NBA conference semifinals continue tonight. New York's at Miami and Utah's at Portland. Both the Heat and the Trailblazers have 1-0 leads in those best-of-seven series.
We root for the Knicks and the Blazers.
Yeah. Mm.
And finally, a Colorado man's in trouble with the law for running a sex scam on women. Police say Tom Lazarina placed classified ads to solicit women for a supposed sexual behavior survey.
Lazarina.
Posing as a teacher, a researcher rather, Tom claimed to be studying physiological changes after orgasm. He paid women $10 an hour, as they often do in studies, but he paid them to masturbate while he took close-up pictures of their vaginas before and after.
There's some bright ladies there.
This is a smart guy.
Lazarina turned himself into police. He had to know that was the best way to handle it. After all, he is an attorney.
There you go.
I'm Buzz.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There he is. I am Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. Sorry, we're
out of the car. Are you sure his name's not Joe Coyne?
Listen, you want to earn a quick $10? Knock your socks off.
Here's the lineup for tomorrow's strip trivia as it stands right now for the girls. I'm sorry, for Thursday's strip trivia.
Thursday.
We have Caroline, who just says she's hot, but she can't tell who she looks like.
All right.
Cindy says she looks like a cleaned-up Alanis Morissette set with some Mariah Carey.
Good.
Pauline looks like Raquel Darien, the porn star.
Oh.
Claudia looks like Nancy McKeon.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Lindsay looks like a combination of Meg Ryan and Alicia Silverstone.
Wonderful.
Christ, does that sound perfect? And Kathy says she looks like a young Olivia Newton-John.
Ah, should be very exciting.
Now, we'll open up the lines tomorrow. We'll get more girls, and also we'll give you fellas a chance to call in for our biggest strip trivia ever.
It's going
to
be a blast.
And we're going to play on Thursday's episode. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, I'm caller 100.
Right, yes you are. What's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you calling from?
Easley, South Carolina.
Chris, you've won dinner for four to Outback Steakhouse for Mother's Day. Your mom deserves the very best. Take her to Outback Steakhouse for Mother's Day. They open at 11 a.m. Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
What mom doesn't like steak?
I hear that.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. That's it. Got to go back with the all-new episode tomorrow.
All right.
And we will see you then. You know, today was just one hell of a show.
A lot going on, you know, and a variety of emotions.
A very emotional show today was.
Absolutely.
That's it. I'm off the towel off. God damn, I hope that air conditioning is working at home. See you tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Sydney.
I hear that.
Throw your beret in the air, just like said Tyler Moore.
All right. Here we go now. Right now.
Oh.
Right in his mouth.
Yeah, we will see you tomorrow.
So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been.